93 FM, 106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. You're on the air.
Are you feeling good?
Oh, is it a soundboard? Is
Dr. That, Phil.
That's the first call on an all-call.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Phil.
Hey, Dr. Phil. What's happening?
How's it going?
I'm going very well, thank
doing
you.
Doing well.
So how are you doing overall?
Well, we're doing well. We have a show today. We're going to be doing, well, it's a good thing you called.
Yeah.
We're doing a show today with nothing but people calling for 60 seconds at a clip.
What do you want from me today?
Well, I want to know how you're doing.
Well, let me ask you something.
Okay.
And I want you to start having a gay relationship.
We are having a gay relationship. Have you ever had a gay relationship?
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Well, that's very difficult. We're both men. How can we do that?
That's a load of crap.
What do you mean that's a load of crap? It's not.
You got it, bro.
Oh, what a shame.
Don and Mike Show.
Pretty good first call, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is YR and Sack, Don and Mike. Love you up here, baby.
Howdy, and yes, welcome everybody to the show. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're not going to try to get in everybody's way too much today.
Right.
Just let you know, it's the day of 160 callers.
That is all calls, all the time, all from you. Each person with 60 seconds, and, you know, after that 60 seconds is up, no matter what, no matter how much fun we're having, we have to move on.
And I hope people call from the party last night.
Yes, please.
Which was great. We enjoyed it very much. Lots of stories to tell. Maybe not time to tell them until tomorrow. Look at this. We've taken up 40 seconds of your time.
Go!
Hello.
Apparently, you already
have. Yeah, I'm here, baby. I'm here. This is YR and Sack. How you guys doing?
You said that already.
We're doing
now you
very well.
Now you've wasted more
okay,
of your
okay,
own
okay,
time.
Okay, okay, okay. I'll move on. Hey, I've always wondered why you guys got it in for Sack. I heard like a story. You know, you guys have some kind of.
Oh, that was a shame. Time to move on.
That would be a guy who just does not get it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Hi. You're on the air. How's it?
How are you,
wanted
sir?
To call. I'm good. So wanted to call and say hi, Don and Mike. Love your show.
This is actually the all-caller show. We are going to try to get 160 calls into the 160 broadcast minutes that we work a day.
Very good.
And the next time the plaintiff wants to get back at you, or whoever it was, that's what they should do.
Yes.
Daddy only works 160 minutes a day.
That's it. Absolutely. That's worse than a half a day.
But there we go again. Yeah. Look at this. Hello, Don and Mike. I'm sorry. Go ahead, friend.
You're such chatterbox.
You know, you folks are going to have to jump in.
You would think we did this for a living.
You're going to have to jump in if you want to get your time in on this show.
It's your dime, caller. Caller.
Well, now we gloriously he hung up.
Yeah.
We've got an extra 3-2. No. We're out with him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, that's my horn. I'm horny.
Are you driving a big rig?
Hey, shut up. How about those Boston Red Sox?
No, understand this. Hold on. Pipe down. Hold on. You get your minute. But it's not gonna be Mike and I gonna bend over and take it, or we're gonna let some jackass just run the show. I mean, if you want to blow your horn, go ahead.
He hung up.
Well, now we have more. We have more time for us.
Yes. Now, I was told to shut up by that guy, and I realized that we have to give the callers their due, but we will not be ignored, Dan.
No. The rule is not this, that it's like all of a sudden the show has become a democracy.
No, not at all. We're going
like
home. I mean, each person, we will interact in whatever way we see fit for the 60 seconds. It is not carte blanche for you to just, this is not your time. And now, you know, we did
Hello.
That during his dime.
Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Hi.
Mike.
Hello.
Buzz.
Hey.
My brothers.
Everybody should, when you're calling, if you do have something to say, consider the fact that the greeting takes 10 seconds.
Yeah, and then you've only got 50 seconds left.
My lecturing on the greeting takes 10 more seconds. Yeah,
question,
friend.
Question for ye. What is the history on the Dynamite Show of the PD-119?
It simply is it's the greatest, sexiest plastic
page protector.
Page protector in the history of man.
That's right.
All of your porno photos are in the PV-119.
Well, not only my photos of Aniston, but all of the important show stuff kept in the PV-119.
Right.
Ask for it by name at Staples. It's a three punch thing.
PV-119 prevents dog ears,
among other things.
It's kept. I have three great nearly nude photos of Jennifer Aniston. That it is kept in pristine condition.
Just wipe and go.
For years. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, number 15, Arbitron rated.
Hi there.
Hey, I was out there last night. I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. And Mike, thanks for the free Mikey burgers. They were awesome.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed them.
Yeah, you know.
Glad they were tasty.
Virtually dickless last night. As far as
who was
not to say that the crowd wasn't as always helmet wearing.
Oh, but it was better than we thought at first. I thought it was going to be more helmets. It was actually pretty
good
representation.
No. When I said virtually dickless, I didn't mean it that. I meant not a lot of dicks were there.
Oh yeah, it was a love fest.
We really enjoyed.
I was very pleased
meeting everybody.
More V's than we expected.
Well, Buzz, no. I mean,
no.
Yes, there were more women there.
Yes.
But there were less people there that wanted to
spar.
Mess with
us. Yes.
To get into it.
I see what
I enjoyed
it
myself.
It was very nice. It left left a very, very wet spot in my pants.
Yes.
There was a lot of very nice people there last night.
You were in fuego last night, my friend. You were in fuego.
I love saying dirty words while people are eating your Salisbury steak.
And nobody did a better job of warming up the non-smoking room than you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Radio Gods. How are you doing?
Hi there.
I'm just calling to say I don't care what anybody says. You guys are going to always be number 14 in my book.
You know what? Let's give that a round of applause. Thank you so much for your kind words.
No problem. Buzz, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You are my hero and you are my inspiration. I look up to you and you three keep me going through my day, but especially you, Buzz.
I'll try not to let you down.
What is it about Buzz,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah,
what is,
find
what
out
is
what
about
is it?
Well, his deep, raspy voice. And, I don't know, just...
He's a fag.
can't control myself on here.
Gotcha.
Homo.
So far, I will rate this as my most amusing call. I enjoyed it. So
Hello.
Far, it's going swimmingly.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That could change.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Phone scan. Or all caller show. Whatever
this
is.
How you like?
Hello.
Hey.
Everybody gets a minute today.
Right.
Hello, go. Hi.
Well, I just want to tell you guys that right now I'm on the bell around my motorcycle talking to you boys.
Are you on a motorcycle talking?
Yep, I sure am. I'm on 495 just coming across Eisenhower Avenue.
So do you have one of those you have one of those microphones built into your helmet?
No, I actually got my phone shoved in my helmet.
The phone shoved in the helmet.
Perhaps that accounts for the audio quality.
Don't get your hand stuck there.
It's a beautiful day. You should be out here, Mike.
I did ride today. It's a gorgeous day to ride.
I had to really watch myself last night. I was following Mike over to his restaurant. I had no idea how to get there.
You know, I didn't even mention that to you when we got there. There was one intersection we came to. Where were you not paying attention or something? Because I looked, and all of a sudden, I see Don's left bumper that is literally almost pressed up against my rear wheel on my motorcycle.
Well, you know, you motorcyclists, you think you're on the goddamn road.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. No, I was on the phone, and I just...
Did you get distracted? Wouldn't that have been funny?
Yeah.
Hi, Don.
I ran into you. Hi there.
You ever put that down? Yeah, when Don hit me.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, I didn't get to go to the party last night, but did you TiVo the Sex Predators show again? Dateline did another one.
Oh, we had the guy on yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I do have that on Tybo.
They caught a dwarf.
Oh, God.
Really?
Something to look forward to tonight.
You know, we had Chris Hansen on the show yesterday. If only we'd known that there was going to be a little person there.
A midget.
Yeah.
A dwarf. Scott will come down here.
If
you say that word. I guess if he's
boy.
A kid toucher, you can say midget.
Sure, bad midget.
Well, he had a long body but short legs. A dwarf, a midget. An elf? I don't know.
Those midget hands.
Dwarf.
Imagine those midget hands and... all the spots they wanted to go. Good. Good for getting that guy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Easier access. Hi there. Easier access for the midget hand.
Sure.
Hi, Don and Mike.
For those creepy predators.
How are you, ma'am?
Those midget predators.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hi.
I have a question I've been wanting to ask since last week.
Yes.
And this is mostly for Don. Julie Newmar or Eartha Kitt?
Julie Newmar or Eartha Kitt? That's a Catwoman question.
Maybe.
Yes.
What, and in their prime.
To have sex with or as Catwoman?
Who would you do?
Well, I was going more along the Stinky line of last week.
Oh, who's Stinky?
Stinky.
Okay.
Stinky.
Eartha Kitt, baby.
I'd say, believe it or not, wild card, Julie Newmar.
No.
No, but neither can touch the one from the movie, Lee Merriweather.
Lee Merriweather. Yeah, Lee Merriweather would be the stinkiest of the cat women.
Yeah.
Yes. But I have to say Eartha Kitt.
But if we're on the subject of Catwoman, the sweetest, Halle Berry.
And, well, then there's Michelle Pfeiffer, who was Catwoman in the movies.
Right. That she's another one.
She might have some other issues, I think.
Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer?
I think so.
In that rubber suit? Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I'm retired out in California. How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I hate to bring this up, but I don't know if Buzz is bringing down the program or what, but yesterday his news was somewhat incomplete.
Incomplete?
And what regard?
Well, there was a mention of a gay paratrooper, and we were not informed as to whether or not he packs his own shoes.
I believe Don addressed that, and that was day before yesterday.
Buzz is right. I had that joke.
Yeah.
I really would like
to... No, I don't know... The actual wording wasn't packing his own shoes. There was something about his
Sorry
shoes.
We didn't word it your way.
Bye.
This would be one of the times that we'll just cut some ass off and we'll just take this remaining 10 seconds we have to say, our show on Westwood One is brought to you by Head On. Head On products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On today.
The sponsor, thank you.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be a part of history. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, retarded history. Retarded Ben Franklin somewhere is talking to retarded George Washington saying, oh, it's a great day for America.
Thanks for helping us make memories, sir.
Well, hey, I want to make a comparison with what you guys are doing today with a Kobe Bryant performance. I mean, who does more? You guys are going to take 160 calls. Do you think Kobe touches the ball 160 times a game?
And
every time he touches it, he's going to score.
You know what's even so great about that? I love the Kobe Bryant. I love the sports analogies.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, when I left Mike's joint last night, I flew out to Colorado.
Right.
And I had what I thought was consensual sex with this chick. And the next thing I know, Jack, it's like facial, and she said, I think, isn't it pretty well documented that I've said that's an exit, not an entrance?
Yeah, but how do you explain the bruising?
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is buy the girl who's not my girlfriend, I'm going to go buy her a gigantic $5 million ring and go on TV and show it to everybody.
I think that's wonderful.
Because, as you know, I'm modeling my life now
after Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Did you stop by on your way back to give a lecture to that lacrosse team?
Hello, John and Mike.
Hey, Mike and Don. How's
that's
going,
right.
Guys?
He's the new coach.
Said, remember, boys, what's rule number one? What you say here? What you see here, what you do here when you leave here.
Yes.
Whatever that rhyme is.
Stay here.
Let it be here.
Right. And then you pointed at him and said,
I love America.
Go Blue Devils.
I used to love that crap, but you're being crap, man.
Hey, thank you very much.
Great.
Thank you.
I love the Mike and Don show.
Do you know my butler was at the appearance last night?
I saw her.
Yes, Raymond was there.
Hey,
I think it's that funny, but that's all right.
I think he's still laughing because he said Mike and Don show, like I get mad at him.
Oh, what a shame he couldn't linger longer.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just wanted to call and remind you, you don't matter.
This is a great sample of Dr. Phil, really.
1-5-1-5. Tell me how that's a good deal for you.
You know, for my money, Joe.
1-5.
You could get this guy's number, and if he gets through a million times today, you can pick
this guy. Remember what I said.
What did you say?
Remember what I said.
Tell us, Dr.
Phil. I don't care about you.
Why?
That's okay.
Yeah, but why don't you care about us?
So you've been spending $20, $40, and then $60 a week. I want you to start living as a gay woman. This is a big deal.
Who are you talking to, Buzz? Mike? I guess to all of us.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'll assume it's Buzz.
You don't have the right to do that.
Yeah. Well,
this is perfect.
Anything else?
Fair enough?
Gotta run.
Gotta run.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don. I got a question for you. Where does the name Don Geronimo come from?
Are we going to have some valid questions?
Are we going to have dumb questions like this?
Yes, yes, we are.
Okay, a very exciting story. A guy named Mike Anderson came up to me one day at the second radio station I ever worked at. Uh-huh. He said, your name, Mike Source? He said, it sucks.
Yeah.
We just had a guy leave whose name was Don Gerard.
Right.
Or Gerardo,
okay.
Something like that. He said, I always thought he should change his name to Don Geronimo. Congratulations.
Have you ever made up a story about how you got the name? Have you ever decided to have a backup story? I think that's always fun to have like a backup story.
Native American roots, anything like that.
I think everybody in this room could write one for you.
Sure.
You know? I mean, it's just,
well, there was the time that I met the guy who was crying on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I met him because I threw some garbage out my window.
Yeah. You're talking about the Indian with the tears.
Yeah, it hit him right in the side of the face. And I said, if I ever, you know, and that's what killed him, incidentally.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I said, if I ever get a job, I'm going to do something to give something back to the Indians.
Right.
Because after all, I think we all know they got a hell of a deal when we got this country from them.
Yeah, quite the raw deal it was.
I mean, what did we give them? Four, five, six pebbles?
I think it was something like that, the shiny stones, and, you know, for that we took California or something.
Hello,
like that.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I wanted to thank you guys for the great party last night, and I wanted to make a little observation. I've been listening since the WAVA days, but I've never been to a public appearance with you guys because I'm a loser. And when you guys got on stage, it was like hearing my parents curse for the first time.
We were a little bawdy last night.
And watching Mike's reaction with the whole, I wear two hats, I'm a radio man, I'm a restaurant man, looking at the geriatrics in the other room, you know.
You had to.
It was fun.
You had to be there.
Yeah. It was fun.
You had to be there. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello,
Don and Mike.
I know there's one word that no matter where you're eating, you don't want to hear some big mouth DJ say over a loud system.
What's that?
Well, yeah, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah.
Let me just say, part of what a rooster says, yeah, you don't want to hear a man say that.
Right.
Over and over again. It kind of takes away from the flavor.
It does. And, you know, it takes away from the Stouffer's reheated food that we were serving last night. It was,
that was a joke.
Mighty interesting.
That was a joke.
With the man from Scotland. It was one of those surreal evenings. It truly was.
Hello, Don and Micah. Boy, here we go. We used up almost all your time.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How are you?
We're okay.
Can I ask you something? Do you remember in the Victorian days when the women, instead of gloves, they wore a thing called a muff?
A muff, yes.
Buzz,
yes.
Do you?
A muff is the thing they put their hands in, right?
Yeah, that's right. Is this a muff diving joke?
No, I was going to say that it's...
What a shame.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know this, but MC Hammer is going to be in D.C. in the next couple months, so are you guys going to book him?
Well, now the alarm...
Now the alarm can only be triggered by us, Rob.
Only by us, Rob. You heard Rob jump into action.
Did you hear that chair just creak and squeak as he dislodged himself from his permanent position over there?
However, Super Producer Big Head is going to try to get him on the show.
And then we will never have the alarm again.
To lift the curse of...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to actually be attending the concert?
Of course. Are you kidding?
Try to keep us away.
Listen... Why do you think I have so many pairs of parachute pants?
Please. You can't touch this.
Why do you think I'm modeling my life after Kobe Bryant? Why do you think when I left Mike's joint last night, I went to Colorado and had sex with a woman in a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
And that was all over the newspapers.
Very exciting.
And I'm changing my number. Kobe's changing his number.
Yeah, I know he is. And you counseled him on that, didn't you?
I said, Kobe, 8 is 20. I said, 24 is the new 8.
Did you give him the little heart?
I said,
yeah, all right. The little punch
to the heart.
And
then just like Regis,
right.
I said, you're my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Regis said that one day. How are you? And he gets away with it because he's an old man.
Very old.
But, you know, it was like Uncle Tom-ish derogatory, like,
yes.
Have you seen Kobe Bryant?
Who looks older, Regis Philbin or Maury Povich?
He's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that boy play ball. Yeah, Regis.
Regis older. I think Maury does.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's
Hi.
It going?
Okay.
I want to say sorry for your dip in the ratings because I was in D.C. 2 weeks ago and I stole one of your posters off the Metro. I used to live up there and I missed you guys, and
Damn
it's my
you.
Fault. It's my fault.
You took the bus board off the side of a bus?
This guy's fault.
Off the inside of the metro. I apologize.
Like the inside of the metro
the
train.
The subways.
It's all my fault.
Okay, clearly.
Thank you for straightening that out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I need directions to O'Mara's from here in Sacramento.
Buzz?
For a party tonight?
Yes.
Buzz, what are we up to?
We have 20 calls down and 140 calls to go.
Well, I think we're on a very, very good pace.
Absolutely.
20 down, wow.
That's perfect.
Pretty.
So when I get on the freeway, which exit do I get off when I get on from Sacramento?
You get on the highway, okay?
Yeah, from Sacramento.
Go left.
Go left.
And then look for the big green sign.
Yeah, that should take you right there, yes.
That's
we're all agreed that
good luck.
This is probably a good spot for us to take 25 seconds just to reflect.
Sure. Yes, let's pause. Let us give pause.
We did also have an exciting moment at Mike's joint last night when we watched American Idol live, and it looked like, what's his name?
Elliot Yamin.
Was going to be, at first, it looked like Paris was going to be out.
I thought Paris was singing. We weren't really paying close attention. There was no sound on. And we were all watching it. And Rob, you were part of this, right? Because you said that something's going on where Paris is, you know, voted off. And then we found out it wasn't. And then you ran to the microphone.
I got up on
stage. Because you wanted to go and do your gloat.
And I'm sorry I broke your microphone because I pounded the microphone against Elliot's face on this big giant screen. Mike's got up there. And then I just dropped the microphone on the ground like I would if we were in someone else's joint.
You know, and really, I'm crushed because that was such quality equipment that we were using.
Yeah, it was working well.
I'm really
point.
Sorry you broke that highly high-priced, just state-of-the-art microphone system that worked so goddamn well last night.
I think they call Rio Jack. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hi, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing very well, thanks.
I was there last night. I had an awesome time. I want to thank you guys for the party. And I do have a question for Mike regarding your restaurant.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a bad-looking guy, and I was just wondering, how can I get in your waitress's pants?
That's I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. I don't know why I even said that.
Let me just say
that. I've never done that with any of my waitresses.
I don't know if... No, you haven't, but...
Radio God.
Come on, you're a pimp. you know, it's called O'Mara's After Dark.
That's right. That's where we actually look through the
what
people.
What you do is you call Mike's joint after 2 a.m. and say, I like some hot wings.
That's the code word, hot wings.
You know, you're picking up right where you left off last night. You know, I think you definitely riff on this. But, you know, it just comes very naturally to you. It really does.
Hello there.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Radio God.
Hi there.
What's going on?
Hi.
Is Buzz wearing a man dress today or another frilly shirt?
Buzz is wearing his most masculine blouse of the week, I believe.
It's a blouse, though. Correct?
It is a blouse.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a sensible black blouse.
A knit blouse. Very tight.
You can wear it with anything. You can wear it with a pair of pumps. You can wear it with a sensible overcoat. It looks good.
Capri pants.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's next, Buzz? A muumuu?
He's not that big. He doesn't need a muumuu.
No. Keep listening.
See, Buzzy. Buzz ain't fat, but although, you know, I wouldn't put something like that beyond Buzz. He would, like, walk around in, like, one of those Chinese kimono, Japanese robe.
Or one of those, like, Marlon Brando outfits, you know, from the island of Dr. Moreau.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Grateful to be part of retarded radio history.
Thank you.
For my minute, do you feel like playing Stump the Stew?
No.
Come on, man. I didn't get in last time. I kept trying. I can play.
Oh, no whining. Okay. But now this is, you got to really hustle because he's going to run out of time.
No hustle.
Hold on a second.
We have
Don
to
is putting a record in there.
We have to use your time to load the music.
Okay.
That's fine.
Didn't look at it. Don't know what CD it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You and I have 15 seconds left. Yep. Here we go. 3 seconds for you. I've got it, incidentally.
Sorry, Shelly, not that good. I guess that's why guys weren't winning last time.
All right, what is
that? Would be Back in the New York Groove by Ace Frehley.
Okay.
From Kiss.
Wow, that's impressive.
I heard quarter notes, and that's all I could hear.
No, I
couldn't.
Meant to hung up on it. I meant to hung up on that guy.
He got a little extra time. What a great song this is.
I only heard the quarter notes. Kiss my big white ass. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering if Mike could do some of his Secretary Devane.
Yes, if that, it is your 60 seconds, I will say...
There's still no word as to whether I've gotten out of the water, Jack. We don't know whether I'm dead or alive. But President Logan is insane. Hey,
Yes?
Yes, Jack. Do you like this song by Ace Frehley?
This is crap.
Oh, I hate it.
This ought to be flushed down the toilet, Jack. I don't understand how he had a single to start with. He should have stayed with his original band. Kiss.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Since the last time I talked to you, I now have two artificial eyes instead of one.
Oh, it's Blind Glenn. Blind Glenn from Las Vegas.
I have my real eye removed.
This is Blind Glenn.
Now, does this mean you don't have to wear sunglasses and you can kind of like look like you have real eyes?
I never did wear them anyway.
Oh really? So, what is the point of getting the new eyes?
Taking the old one out, the real one that I had, it had tumors and stuff in it, and it would give me headaches and stuff.
How do you know they just didn't put like marbles in?
I wanted to keep it and wear it around my neck, but they wouldn't let me keep it.
No, hold on, Glenn. Really? How do you know? How do you know they didn't put like clearies in?
Because they're making me one.
You're great.
That's very, very cool.
Too great.
So you're feeling
good? Joe wants one of my artificial eyes that I got.
Of course he does. Yeah. Joe wants one?
Joe?
Send it along.
What's the address?
We'll put you on hold and give you the address.
Okay, I'll send him one.
All right, hold on, Glenn. Hold on, do I
count that call?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. Okay. Well, he's blind. I didn't know if I should count the call.
We're going to stop right here so we don't waste valuable time.
Uh-huh.
Buzz?
Yes?
How many are we up to?
134 calls to go.
How many have we taken,
20,
please?
26 calls.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Backwards.
You bet.
That's like, Buzz,
that confused me, too.
It's like, Buzz, hey, Buzz, what's the score of the game? Pittsburgh 14.
Well, I like to tell you how many down and how many to go, and I was doing the math when you asked me.
Buzz, what's the score? Green Bay versus Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
Green Bay 14. Pittsburgh 37? Backwards. But
26 calls.
Thank you, Buzz.
26 calls.
Much appreciated. Be right back. All calls.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what do you want? Push the red switch down.
I'm looking for this girl.
Yeah. Aren't we all? She's not here. Come on in the back. You just go around the back. Thank you. This way.
Have a popsicle. The icebox just broke down and melted all over the place. You want one?
No, thanks. Listen.
Have a popsicle.
Are you the Wolfman?
No, man. I'm not the Wolfman.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
And nightmarishly elastic, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, as much as I love to guess who, goodbye to them, and hello to you. All callers show. 160 calls on today's show.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Is it the hold?
This is the hold guy.
The hold guy?
I'd like to speak to the dentist, please.
No.
Oh.
Hey. Now, is this the real hold music guy?
I think it is.
Yes, it is.
And why have you decided to talk? He's not going to answer that. He might go right to the music. I'm not sure.
I would like to yield back the balance of my time to Dr. Phil.
Now, hold on a second.
Oh, he's Dr. Phil.
Are you the Dr. Phil and the hold music guy?
No.
If you are the original hold music guy, mm-hmm. you have some potential, but your timing sucks.
Yes.
Are you going to speak again?
Yes.
See, right there is where you should have gone back to the music. Excuse me. Yeah.
What would you like to say, sir?
I'd like to give my time back.
Well, only 60 seconds for each call.
Yeah, that would have taken time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, now we know the
hey, guys.
We know the brains behind that bit.
And I don't understand yield the time. I guess he was talking about the Dr. Phil caller.
Right. And this is not like a filibuster or one of those Senate deals where they say, I yield my 5 minutes to the fine congressman from, you know, or something.
Yeah, this is subjective.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I wanted to tell you, Don, that my name is also Donnie, D-O-N-I.
Well, I've got news for you. My name is Michael.
My last name is Don.
M-I-K-E-L.
Michael.
Michael.
My name is Michael. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
It's Donnie Benatar. I thought we might be related.
My name is Michael. M-Y-C-C-L-E.
But if you want to call me Mike, it's M-I-I-K-I. Mikey.
Get out of here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Come on, you know it's a fake radio name that I use. Come on, everybody. And D-O-N-I.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to do it right? Put an exclamation point, like
right.
Vicky had on her daytime
exactly.
talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky, exclamation point. Hello?
Hey, hi, guys.
Hi.
I would like to use my time to lobby you guys for a Legends show. Bring back guys, all in one show, like Scooter from Mobile.
What do you mean?
Don and Mike Legends.
What do you mean?
Don and Mike Legends. It's a very nice idea. We have all the legends on the show. We bring back all people that have been big parts of our lives.
What? Carl Grossman, Scooter from Mobile.
You know what that is? That's the loser parade.
Ben, the janitor, Jerry Licker.
Carl paid you to make this call, didn't he?
No. I'm calling from Sacramento. Oh. I'm just throwing out some names of some of your show legends.
All right, show legends. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Dr. Phil.
How you doing, Dr. Phil?
Remember what I said. This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Is it because we're taking all these calls?
Are you avoiding reality?
Yeah, I think you might say that.
What is the problem?
Well, the problem is that we don't have enough patience with the people who call. If we do this rapid fire, maybe we'll be able to hone our people's skills.
Does it sound like a logical thing to do?
I think it's a very logical thing to
do. Yes.
What the hell are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking about having a homosexual relationship.
That's a load of crap.
No, he's being serious. He wants to have one.
Quit being mad at me and just love me again.
Okay, well,
sounds like he wants to have one, too.
15.
He's saying 15.
Oh, I see.
Gotta run.
I don't get it.
We're rated number 15, Mike.
Oh,
that's what that is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
The Poetry Quarter by Craig Wilton. Mr. Music, please.
Now, listen, we're not going to sit through all this crap.
But I'd like to see, is this going any further? We don't have
I don't think it is.
I'll just have to time it then. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a peso. Offer Donna Mike, stand up and say so.
It's just like some ass calling in.
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a nickel. Buzzy is sure proud of his big tip. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a lira. FM still diddles in front of the mirror. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a franc. Dennis Murphy's breath puts out a bad stank.
Jesus,
2 bits, 4 bits,
wow.
6 bits, a drachma. Robbie's big hit is...
Not on my show. Check your watches.
I'm so disappointed.
Check your watches when you go back. And I know many of you are recording this today. It's going to be sent to the Radio Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe
right.
The worst show we've ever done.
60 seconds.
But it's 60 seconds
That's
on
right.
the mark.
2 bits, 6 bits.
On the mark.
A
engage.
Drachma.
Engage, Mr. Crusher. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hello. I'm here.
Yeah, about 5 seconds too late.
Hello. Go ahead, friend.
Hey, there was an a-hole that called a couple weeks ago to say, reach you guys at number 3 so you don't have any competition. Well, I ain't telling them there's a lot of competition out there, at least 14 others.
What are you talking about?
I reckon I don't know, but I tell you what, I think we can agree on this. Boogers taste good. Am I wrong?
I think you're right.
Or am I wrong?
Hello? What do you think, caller? You still got some time. Oh, I lied.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
What is the difference between a Harley Davidson?
No. Listen, this is not like the joke thing.
No.
Same deal.
No, this is not make us laugh.
Same deal.
Okay, I got something else.
Hold on. If you want to tell a joke, same deal as always. Give your number to Joe. We verify it. We'll come back to you.
No way. I got something else then.
Okay, good. Right. So what you're saying is what you had sucks. Thank you.
That's No. I just didn't want to take the chance. Hey, have you guys seen the Will Ferrell?
No. It sucks.
Coming up?
It sucks.
Just say it sucks.
Your joke sucks.
No, I just don't want a bunch of calls. I think it's good, but...
See, if you really thought it was good, you would have conviction.
And confidence.
And you would go with it, but you know the joke sucks.
Okay, it sucks. I want to know, have you guys seen the previews to Will Ferrell's new movie with NASCAR coming out?
Ricky Bobby?
Yeah, we've talked about it. Sure, it looks great.
Oh, have you talked about it? That looks awesome.
Talladega Nights with Ricky Bobby.
Which do you think will be funnier, that movie or your joke?
We'll never get to get that answer.
Don and Mike show. Hello,
gentle person.
Hi there.
Thank you for calling Joke Line. For racial jokes, press 1. For black jokes, press 2. Sorry. There's no black jokes available at this time. Please call back when they're socially acceptable.
Okay, listen. Thank you.
We've got definitely the amateur corner during this segment of calls.
Well, he's the first guy that just got... Just shut right down.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take this time to just take a moment, sit back,
and reflect.
Yeah. Think about everything that happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how drunk Joe was last night.
I don't know what time Joe left. I think he certainly left before me. Everybody left before.
Joe was so out of his mind drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And there was
he was having a great old time. When I saw him, he looked very happy.
He was walking around at one point, really... Almost looked Chinese.
Yeah.
Because his eyes were so... They could not... you couldn't have pried his eyes open. I'm like, how you doing, Joe? I am doing great.
He found a little corner of the world, and he staked it out, and he enjoyed himself.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm a Joe's subconscious.
You have a what ass? Make a note. 3:45, maybe... Where the tide turned. No, just,
too soon to call. I don't know. Now, sir, now what are you trying to say? You're Joe's subconscious?
Yes, I'm Joe's subconscious. And okay, Joe's subconscious says that Joe it was not that drunk last night. It was just, he was staggering around and stuff.
See, you're just totally making this up.
Right, see, now we're not going to, oh boy. See,
this is a showstopper.
This has potential. You could be the showstopper, but I want you to know, you know what I got in my pocket, my friend?
Do you have in your pocket?
First off, something your mom loves looking at.
Oh!
And second, I've got Fix-A-Flat. Which
look
means when you stop the show, I deflate it.
Okay. See, 60
and then
seconds,
re-inflate it, right?
60 seconds, he cannot do that much damage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We can recover.
Your mom likes looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Gripping it.
Touching it.
Kissing it
all over,
licking it.
My big Fix-A-Flat.
Mm-hmm.
My big giant can of Fix-A-Flat that I have.
So whenever you want to, sir, if you're listening right now, have your mom call the main number at the radio station and ask for Don's baguette.
One time I said, "Do you think you could get this entire can in your mouth?" And she said, "Sure."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I think those chemicals will kill you." She said, "I don't care. I'll swallow them."
Yeah, she's built up immunity to a lot of those toxic substances.
Hey, are you still there? Hello?
I think this is a new caller.
You know what? We totally killed you on the time.
How unfortunate.
We totally killed you on the time.
Occupational hazard.
Uh-huh. Listen, you got to jump in here.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hi there. You're on the air.
How you guys doing today?
Okay.
Hey, have you heard that the Olympic Committee is shopping around looking for future sites to hold the Olympics? And San Francisco is one of the cities being considered.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not. You did not read in today's paper?
No, it was on the... I don't know if the guy wants to make a fag joke, but it was in the paper today. I know that D.C. got passed over for this. And
yeah.
That, yes, San Francisco is in the running.
Right.
Oh, incidentally, speaking of D.C. and ownership and locations, I'd like to send along my condolences to Jeff Smullyan for not getting the baseball team. Sorry about that, Jeff.
That's the guy who we used to work for at MS Broadcasting.
Oh, right, I remember.
The guy who came to work one day wearing his baseball uniform after he bought the Mariners.
Right.
Well, speaking of guys that you used to work with, I understand that for the opening ceremony...
Don and Mike
60
show.
60 seconds is perfect.
Hello there. You're on the air. This is the all-caller show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
I would like to ask you to extend a benevolent hand.
Well, you're asking the impossible, but give it a shot.
What is the deal?
Give it a shot.
How about you allow callers that are in the book to call in?
No.
Is this a one-time exemption?
Negativo. No. Negativo, my friend.
I'm just trying to be a goodwill ambassador to those idiots in the book.
When someone like that terrorist is put away for life, do you think we're going to let him out because it's a particularly sunny day?
No, we're going to keep all the people in the book in their 12-by-7 cell with the concrete bed and the toilet.
And we don't even let them out for an hour a day like that son of a bitch is going to get.
What about like that governor in Ohio who you know, on his last day in office gave clemency to people on death
row? Their last day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We will grant clemency.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Hi. How are you doing?
Okay.
I have a huge favor to ask.
Yes.
I've been real depressed lately, almost suicidal.
Homer.
And
isn't there a pill for that?
I need to hear the Dynamite Anthem, please.
I got news for you. Your life is over then.
What is the Dynamite Anthem?
It's that stupid... No, it's gone forever.
Please.
It's gone forever. And if that's the thing that pushes you over the
edge...
Do you
have it destroyed?
No, it's never finding its way back on the air, Mike.
Is it in the studio right now?
Yeah.
Just curious. I'm not... Now, you said I was challenging you or something, I was trying to get you to play it. I was just curious as to whether it was still handy.
Please?
No, there's a reason. The song sucks. If you must off yourself today, what are you looking at me like that for?
just humming. That was my look that says, if you say so, Don.
Just do it in a way, if you got to do that, if you have to off yourself because you're depressed, because you can't hear that song, do it in a way that doesn't interfere with the people who are out there not killing themselves and driving home from work today.
Right. We had a caller that we were suggesting.
Don't jump off a bridge at rush hour traffic.
And that would be too quick anyway. And if you're going to do it, you know, I like your idea, the Robert Young method, you know, with the exhaust pipe.
Yeah.
You get the hose, you put it in the car, and then you stay on the phone and you linger. Might be a whole 4-hour show before you finally went to sleep.
Leave a note referencing the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Yo, Don and Mike.
Yo.
Hey, time to tell you a joke. I registered my number with the door.
No, hold on.
Yes.
Is that good?
Yes, hold on. I see here on the screen. We've got his phone number.
Oh, well.
Oh, you have the phone number. No, go ahead.
Is that cool? All right. Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
You might use your 60 seconds up if you do that.
Well, I'll try. So if you've heard the joke, does that count against me?
Yes, go.
All right. What does Michael Jackson and Carnation Instant Milk have in common?
What does Michael Jackson and what?
Carnation Instant Milk have in common.
Okay, this guy's phone number, if anybody wants to call him. No, really.
Brilliant.
Not funny, we've heard it before.
Brilliant is not how I would describe it.
Brilliant. I mean, we heard it.
Right.
The guy's phone number is 301-5-3?
Three.
Somebody write
this
one.
When we're playing with this kind of roulette, it's always good
to
make sure that
go back and have someone write it down, not using their feet. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
QC. Right. Quality control.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've got a problem.
We know that.
Me too. I just wanted to give out a guy's phone number with his permission because he told a joke we didn't laugh at and we don't have the number.
That was kind of funny.
Funny. It was not funny.
I got an issue. I got a 50-inch plasma. DirecTV customer for 8 years. I can't get high def. What do I do?
Wait, how can you not get high def if you have plasma and DirecTV?
That's what I don't understand. The technician told me he couldn't pick up some freaking satellite out, and I don't know.
Oh, what you do is you just get a different dish and a different receiver, and you'll be able to get high def.
You just need a new receiver and dish.
If you have the same old receiver and the old dish,
glad we could help.
Call that guy at area code 301-370-4588.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's his cell phone number he called us on with the Carnation Milk joke.
Right.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
I love taking these calls. This reminds me, like, of doing the boogie check. This is so great. You get somebody on for a couple of seconds, and, like, a guy starts boring us with that technical stuff what's the problem? Go to Best Buy and buy the goddamn box you need to get.
Hey, I thought he was riveting.
High def. Hello.
That's a valid question.
Please.
I think we helped him.
What's the next question? Don and Mike, I took a bowel movement this morning, and I'm really confused. Is there a product out there that I can use, you know, to help me afterwards?
You bet. And I'd have three or four of them.
Yes.
Well, my
theme is sucking. Can I hear the 30 seconds of the baseball song from 30 seconds?
The baseball song? You mean a swing, batter, swing?
What? You mean there's a product called toilet paper? I've not heard of that with my satellite dish.
It's called Dismiss.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi. Can I get a shout out to Buzz?
Sure.
He's right here. Buzz, I want to do a bong hit on the air.
Yell at him. Go ahead.
Go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
He wants to do a bong hit on the air. Go ahead with that. I hear it. I have a suggestion for you, sir.
What?
It's a Mexican vacation.
Hello?
Hello.
Obviously, yeah. He didn't hear me. Stoner.
Obviously.
I wish I remembered that website that's on TV all the time.
420temple.com?
No, you know, the one that teaches kids a lesson.
Oh, I don't know.
I wish I knew that. The one that says, talk to your kids.
Oh.
Oh, those are all such problems.
Parents, the anti-drug.
Hello, Don and Mike. Thank you, Buzz. Parents just don't understand. That guy was funny towards the end. Oh, that's propaganda. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, right. Don and Mike.
Hi there.
What's up, Radio Gods?
Yeah. Hey, come on. We're doing a show with nothing but calls today. You know that. That's why you're calling.
All right. I got a great soundboard website for you to go on. I love your soundboards, the 24 and everything. You can make some great calls with this.
What's on there?
Hold on. Time out. Technically.
Mm-hmm.
An idea guy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Plus, I thought we just needed some time for us.
Yeah, we did. Sometimes we need a little palate cleanser. You want some sherbet?
And stretch.
Yeah, you know, Mike, it's just taking
something with a lemony taste.
Taking the rapid-fire calls.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, but when I like it.
You liked it up until 3:45.
I liked it a lot. No, I still like it.
Well, but 3:45 is when it had. You know what it is? It's like a stock market chart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're looking at from January to May.
Hello?
And you're looking at the ups and downs.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, buddies.
And T-bills have just gone through the roof.
Here we go with the bull market now.
T-bill. Yep. Hey, guys.
What's happening, E.F. Tutton?
Yep. Watch it.
No, I said E.F. Tutton.
Yep, that's right.
All I did was take E.F. Hutton and turn it into Tutton.
Good.
That would be like calling you a rehard.
Watch. What does that mean? Hey, Mike.
Here's the coach of the callers.
Yep, the Vince coach of the
Lombardi.
Callers.
Vince Lombardi.
Yep, the coach of the callers. Hey, I'm glad that guy got... death in the jail.
You know?
Death in the jail.
You know, I was watching this real old silent film today. You ever watch Laurel and Tardy?
Oh, yeah. They're wonderful. I really...
What about...
I am not in Harding. How you doing?
What about the book series, The Tardy Boy?
Right next to the Nancy Drew novel.
The Tardy Boy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, and this is the reason that Don and Mike want us to weed out the herd.
Are you going
to... The very reason for it is people like myself calling in and, having to listen to people such as myself, and it's very disappointing, and I think it's time for me to weed myself out.
Are you going to hang up?
Now, listen, hello?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
See,
no,
of course not.
Are you going to hang up? Oh, no, not going to hang up.
He uses full 60 seconds.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Right, but we do have the option to just hang it up on your ass.
That would thin me out.
Yeah. That would thin you out.
Thinning the herd.
That would.
Bye.
Okay. Well, there.
He used the full 60, didn't he?
Oh no, he still has. Mike, there's 10 seconds just for you, friend.
Oh, fantastic.
Take it.
Well, then I'd like to recommend that everybody go out for a nice seafood meal this weekend and plenty of tartar sauce.
And on that note,
yes,
we must break again.
Yes. And again we will.
It's only been 1 hour of the show thus far.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what this says, but I am totally exhausted.
Me too.
It's harder than we thought it would be.
Can't we put a tape on now?
Some kind of a break.
It is a little harder than we thought. It'd be easier to tell stories about last night.
But therein lies the fun of today.
Yes.
The challenge.
Can we keep it under control?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do it?
Can we?
Well, you know, I know that you got a little frustrated, and then you got back on track, and then right towards the end there, I was getting a little frustrated. And, you know, who knows what the next 3 hours is going to bring.
1 hour down.
What is Jackie showing you?
No, this? He's got a good one. The price of success. It's hard work.
That's right.
Buzz, what's our number now?
We've had 21 in this segment for a total of 47 calls so far today.
47 on our way to?
160.
Thank you. And we have how many to go?
I don't know. I'm not doing the math anymore.
Coming up, the car segment with Channel 7's John Tartar.
Okay, we'll be right back, everybody. That thing. Oh, did you hear that?
I did.
That's a good sound. That's a good sound.
Give it another 113 calls. I tell you, those Tart machines.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Before we get back to the All Calder Show, how about the highlight from last night's Dateline? We had Chris Hansen on yesterday. Here was the best segment.
How you doing?
All right.
Why don't you have a seat right there?
As I start to question him, he seems to get flustered and comes up with this.
I was actually just going to stop by here to let her know that I wasn't going to be here because I have to go meet with other people.
Wait a minute. You came by here to tell her that you weren't going to come here.
Worst excuse.
Do you see why that doesn't make sense?
No, that I wasn't going to be here for a while because I'm on my way somewhere else.
But as you'll hear when I read from his chat log, he didn't seem flustered while talking online with a 13-year-old decoy. So would you like to watch a movie with me with your hand down my pants? Or just no pants? We could just be naked all day. How does that look, Rob?
Terrible.
And when he finds out he's going to be on national television,
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
He reaches over, shakes my hand, and keeps on talking.
I didn't see anything wrong with making a new friend, but then it didn't.
Yeah, but this isn't making a new friend. This is talking about having a 13-year-old girl wait naked for you.
But that's not what I wanted to do, and I thought long and hard about it, and other things come up, and that's not what I wanted to do.
So you had this moral awakening.
Yeah.
And you decided that even after all this, and all the explicit chat, you're not going to have sex with this girl.
Right.
Yeah.
When he gets up to leave, he has no idea what's waiting for him outside.
Sheriff's office, put your hands up in the air now.
There you go. Highlight.
Way to go, Chris.
Nicely done.
Best one.
That's fantastic.
From last night, the best one.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Back
up,
big man. I may work with the chicks, but not with me.
Right.
They are very well spoken, Don and Mike.
We're just talking to Yanni. It's his birthday today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it was
very nice to bring you a gift.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right.
And I said, what kind of stuff are we getting on the internet? He said, well, people are people. Some people are writing in, emailing us at our website.
Right.
Say, oh, this is really great. I love hearing you take all the calls. It's the best part. Then you have the people writing and saying, oh, when are you going to stop and talk about your lives? Or when are you going to stop and play games?
Right.
And I was saying to John, people are nutty, aren't they? And he said, yeah, because on the days when you do that, people will write in and say, God, would they stop talking about their lives? Or if we play a game, people will write in, would you not play games so much? Would you take more phone calls?
I know.
You know what I'm finding out about you people out there? You're tough to please.
Yes. Well, that's what makes it a real challenge.
You're tough to please.
Well, that's what makes it a real challenge.
Right, Chris Hansen. That's why this marriage is currently rated number 15.
Can I ask you what you're doing here?
Trying to prove a point that Mike and I can take 160 phone calls.
And then he reached out and shook my hair.
In 160 minutes.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, all caller show.
Right.
Donaldo Miguel Juan Jose Roberto Ibuz. Como está?
Simply on principle.
Yes.
Because now I've heard from John that people have emailed our site.
Uh-huh.
To say they're positive that I'm going to tire of this, this is these. I promise you this. We're staying with it.
All right. And therefore, let me say to this caller, muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Hey, good. Hey, question about Ryan Seacrest. Has he gotten a little bit tired since he's taken over for Casey Kasem?
Hey, I'll say this about Ryan Seacrest. Everybody loves goofing on him.
Uh-huh.
And why not? He's a tool.
Yeah.
The guy has so many jobs.
The work is amazing.
And he's banging Terry Hatcher. I mean,
that's a lot of work.
I'd love to slam him, and it's easy to slam him, but Jesus Christ, he's got the show. He's got a radio show.
But in answer to this question, I have thought for a long time that he looks absolutely exhausted when he's hosting that show.
He's got to get up and do like his David Lee Roth show every morning.
Well, I also think he's, he's kind of obsessed with losing weight in a very bad way. He looks like he's lost a lot of weight since he started hosting that show.
Maybe it's something else, Mike.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God forbid.
You know?
Well, I hope he's not the heavy.
As long as this guy is not going to talk, see if you can guess what I read online today about Simon Cowell's salary. For this year of American Idol, this year alone, how much? Guess, Mike.
$4 million a year.
Just this year.
Just this year, $4 million, right?
No. Just this year, $33 million.
So that's not... Is that salary?
That's what he gets.
That's how much he makes off everything he's doing,
sure,
right?
Everything.
No, no, no. That's from American Idol.
Wow.
Not from his total, like, commercials, whatever other projects he has. They're paying him $33 million a year.
Lottery winner.
To sit there.
Hey, Don.
Are you kidding? He's worth every dime of it. Who really?
How much is Randy getting?
Uh-huh.
And how much is Paul getting?
Randy, I think, is pulling down maybe $100 a week.
And Paula's doing it for free.
Uh-huh. Pills. Paula's
She's doing it for the farms.
Paula's doing it for pills. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how close are you with the deaf community?
Very close.
Very close?
Very close.
You know, I have to interpret daily your show to my girlfriend.
Is she deaf?
Yeah, she was really loving the whole
putting
it away and singing thing.
You know what must be great?
What?
Seriously.
Uh-huh.
When she pisses you off, you can turn right around and say
horrible things, and you don't have to do it under your breath.
No.
You
it's worse when she can say what she wants and then walks away.
Well, what?
When she can say what she wants and walks away.
Yeah, but like what she can say, you're doing that done. You know, you're not going to understand that.
I guess the last word, though.
You never. Come on. She turns her back. You drop the C-bomb. She never knows.
Also, those dirty words in sign language.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Hey, Don.
Boy, put that on my list. Deaf girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Fun.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
What's going on? Want to let you know that guy Chris on the pedophile show sounds just like Casey Kasem on that Mad tape. When he says that damn dog dying.
Are you a member of the Big Man's Club?
Yeah.
How big are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Good one, Mike.
Big.
How much?
Big.
I mean, really, just give us a weight.
Upper two.
Upper two?
Yeah.
Like 290?
Yeah, I also have cardiac problems, too, which is great.
So. You have cardiac problems? How tall are you?
5'10".
5'10".
Uh-huh.
All right.
Been there. You've met me before.
Pardon me?
I used to come out of your Las Vegas too.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, that one couldn't last a little longer.
Send him a pound of bacon. It's good on Atkins. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, fellas.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Now, how about drum, an instrument everybody loves?
How about drums?
He's doing the Japanese guy that was selling the drum machine.
Hello?
You got about 50 seconds left.
No, you know what that is? That's a hang-up.
Oh, good. So that means
that's
our free time. Uh-huh. We've got free time right now.
Bonus. Now about Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
Seriously, the theory on that guy, I have to give him some respect because he does a morning radio show in Los Angeles that's rated number one. They're idiots. You know, there's no accounting for taste.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a TV show every night on E!
Right.
And he does the Casey Kasem show.
The top 20, right?
Countdown.
Yeah. And he's banging Terry Hatcher.
Well, is he or isn't he? I thought that they had a date, and the date was fine. She said the date was fine because it was in the paper yesterday. And then she said that he emailed her that says it's just not a good time for him right now.
Sure.
I don't know.
After they were photographed kissing. I do not think they're an item.
I'd climb on top of her in a second. I'm sure he did.
She's available.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Did you read that article yesterday? The whole article about her being available. Go ahead. I'd say go for it.
Very well.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Unless he'd be more interested in the plumber on that show.
I'm trying to... we got to take the call. I have
Hello?
A whole thing about the smell thing.
Hello. Her?
Don and Mike.
Hatcher?
Mm-hmm. Hager.
I smell halibut.
No way.
Yep.
Hatcher?
Halibut.
You bet I'd Hatcher.
Of all the housewives.
You're going to hate me saying this. It's Longoria.
Oh, no.
She's the stinkiest.
No way.
First off, she's with a French guy.
No.
She's with Tony Parker, and you know him. Oh, honey, the smell does not bother me. Watch, I make a 3-point shot now. Do not shave.
Which Desperate Housewife do you think she'd be number one?
The older blonde
stinkiest?
For me.
Nicolette Sheridan?
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
Oh, by the way, we're a third of the way.
Nicolette Sheridan, I believe. Hello?
Don and Mike with my 50 seconds. Could you please talk about O'Mara's last night? Thank you very much.
No, wait, wait. No, that's not the way it works.
No, no, no. See that? That doesn't count. You can't call and say, please talk about something.
And frankly, we're going to talk a lot about the appearance tomorrow.
Yeah, today's devoted to the callers. Now let's talk about Poon.
Because we've got the extra time right now.
Okay. Okay. Nicolette Sheraton, I believe hers does not have, she doesn't have a big odor problem.
Yeah, it's, it kind of smells like Michael Bolton.
Yeah,
I don't think it gets used a lot.
Right, okay. I think she'd be okay.
Well,
then you've got...
Marsha Cross.
Felicity Huffman.
Felicity Huffman.
Maybe some stinky there.
Yeah, I think so.
And then Marsha Cross, I think her, she's very clean.
I think she's just perfect.
I think Hatcher's probably... Oh, has that beautiful triangle Brillo pad I love.
You know, now that we're discussing it, I completely overlooked Felicity Huffman.
No, I'm going with Eva Longoria.
Wow, that, see, that surprises me. She just looks very tidy.
Yes. It's probably very sweaty as well.
Oh, there you go. Okay, now I know where you're going.
Of course.
That's the whole thing with you. Now I know.
Swarthy, Mike.
Yeah, there it is.
She's very swarthy down there. Right? Very olivey.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Is Pedro there?
Oh, hold on. No, is this another soundboard?
No, I think, is this guy doing Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
Just watching the movie.
It's a terrible sampler.
Is the movie on or does he have a soundboard?
Are you still going to give your speech tomorrow?
I can't help but laugh at Napoleon Dynamite even when he's off in the distance.
Last night?
What? Ass?
Yes.
Is that out of the movie?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
I don't remember that line in the movie.
You know, it could be from another one of his movies. It might be from the one where, what's the one that's out now with the retarded baseball players?
The bench warmer?
Yeah, he still was like Napoleon Dynamite in that.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Who's stinkier, Sally Jesse Raphael or Nancy Grace? I'll take my answer off the air.
No, no, stay on the line. And the answer, are you kidding me? Sally Jesse.
Sally Jesse.
Sally Jesse, if you were going to have like your NCAA field, she would definitely be one of the number one seeds.
Mm-hmm.
She would be like, and leading the Midwest regional out of the University of Chicago, Sally Jesse Raphael. She is an absolute dynasty when it comes to feminine odor.
Sally Jesse passes off to Judge Judy at the top of the key. And Judge Judy, oh, it's in two. Yeah.
Oh. And look at that. They are down and they need to foul. Here comes Beatrice Arthur in the middle.
I tell you, what a wonderful, sweaty team we've got out there today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi. I'm a first-time caller. I just want to say I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for about 8 months now, and I'm just totally turned on by y'all's voice, and I listen to you every day.
Oh, yeah. Turned on. See, I just... Right. You have that tone. You have that tone in your voice that's like turned on tone.
I'm just totally turned on by y'all's voice.
Yeah.
I truly love listening to you guys. You guys give me a rolling every day.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing right now? Can you tell us what you're wearing right now?
Baby,
I got a message for you. I got a little love message for you. Baby, quiet.
Oh, dear. You got Donnie all hot and bothered around.
I love honey. I little creeper come out for you.
Man, oh, man. I tell you, you got his juices flowing, honey.
I love you guys. You guys keep it up.
Had some BL for you.
You want to say you want to say hi to Buzz?
Yes, hi Buzz. How you doing, baby?
Hey, baby, how are you?
Shut up. Hi, baby.
Did he catch Donnie's little dollop for you?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, we might have to double check, see if that's a shark.
You know what that is? BL. Brown Love. Oh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What did a guy say? Oh, we got to take the call. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yo, what's that? This is BJ.
This is the All Caller Show. Hello, BJ.
Hey, I want to see why you don't bring back the Celebrity of the Week.
Oh, you mean the Newsmaker of the Week?
Oh, yeah, Newsmaker of the Week.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, why don't we do everything that we did 10 years ago?
Yeah, why don't we?
But, you know,
people write bad about that.
Why don't we go back like when we did the morning zoo and play 8 records an hour and have a guy with a snare drum in the studio?
What was your news story, Buzz, yesterday about the gram in the underwear? How much? A tenth of a gram?
A tenth of a gram.
Guy came up last night at the appearance, shook my hand, said, I just wanted to give you my... I'm sorry, it's your time, so you can go ahead and interrupt. Yes, I was talking. What did you want?
Okay.
No, this guy's an idiot. You can take his time.
I wanted to go out with some Madden.
What?
I wanted to go out with some Madden.
See, that was your mistake, Mike. Guy's an idiot. You could have plowed right through him.
Yeah. Guy shook my hand and said, Mike, I wanted to come over and give you my tenth of a gram.
Buzz had a story on the news that the guys have a tenth of a gram of fecal matter in their underpants at all times.
The funniest greeting I got last night.
Hello, Don on my show.
Hey, Don.
Somebody gives you a gram of that, you go, did we say this yesterday? It's good ass.
Hey, yes it is. Right.
Did we already say that yesterday?
Short.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Here's a Greg Glaspie. I'm your boss.
We're getting some very bad phones during this segment. Very hard to hear.
Some very bad calls. What?
Hey, Greg. Hello?
Are you trying to do some sort of silly accent?
No, here's a Greg Glaspie. I wanna tell Don that he's making too much money.
Are you pretending to be Greg Gillespie?
With like an Arab accent? What the hell are you doing?
I think it's like a Scottish thing.
we pay you lots, baby.
Sorry.
God.
Oh my.
Hello, Don.
How you doing back there, Rob?
What a great day this is.
Hello.
Hello.
You've sat through worse.
Yeah, but it's getting there.
I can't help it. I have a spastic colon.
I'm in worse. It ain't nothing but a spastic colon.
Spastic teenage colon. You know why? I was up past 10 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm. That's not your normal bedtime. You went later. System.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm sorry if I'm curt with you, but time is of the essence. I only have 60 seconds, and I'd like to spend that time with the crickets.
You want crickets?
No, that doesn't work that way. Again, listen, you know what you're doing? You're ruining it for other callers.
That's right.
It's not like you call in and request a tape.
No.
You know, and the crickets tape is only 12 goddamn seconds long.
Right.
After that, we got 30 more seconds to fill.
This is your opportunity to chat.
Ooh.
That's what it is. Yes, we're both getting a little exasperated right now. No, the halfway
that we're
mark.
We're stick with this. We're going to stick with this. God damn it. My first name is Will. My last name is Power. And hello, you're on the Don and Mike show. My middle name, Discipline. Hello.
Come on now.
Hey.
Hey, and you're the perfect person to have on the phone right after I've announced that.
Go ahead, sir.
Who's stinkier, Ernest Borgnine or Edgar Stiles?
You know, sometimes the idiots come up with something. Ernest Borgnine or Edgar? I think you got to go with Edgar.
Oh,
I think you got to go with McHale.
Really, yeah. Borgnine?
He's older,
right?
He's got more fermenting.
That factors in. Is he still with us, Ernest Borgnine?
Ernie Borgnine?
I believe so.
I think so.
He does a voice on SpongeBob.
What?
He does a voice on SpongeBob.
They're speaking of SpongeBob.
I just did a voice on SpongeBob.
You're going to need to sponge bath.
You're out, like 4/10.
I mean, listen, that's not for your amusement, ladies and gentlemen. You know what that is? That's a distress signal.
What did you enjoy for dinner last evening?
Zero.
Oh, that's right. None of us had anything.
There's the problem.
I had nothing to eat last night. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
All that was right there? That was a slim fast fart.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Those are good. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Not so good.
Hi.
Ask for it by name in your grocery free.
What can we do for you, sir?
I had like a can of Slim Fast Fart.
Well,
I'm glad
you all enjoy that I Am Retarded song you sent you all yesterday.
Oh, you sent it?
Yeah.
Hey, well, now I thought John came up with that.
Well, he sent it to John.
Oh, he sent it to John.
That's very generous of you, sir.
Once again, let me say more evidence against John Norman.
No,
you know what I mean?
Did he claim it as
his
own?
He came running into, hey, I found something great for the show.
Yeah, see, well, he might have to bring another gift for you tomorrow.
I found something good. I'm kidding. He didn't do that. Although it was certainly implied that it came from him. John, don't come in. I'm kidding. Jesus Christ.
John's on eggshells lately.
Don't do that.
Skin. You son of a bitch. I told you last night I love you. Just come on. Grow
it. Hey, guys.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have Donald Trump in the boardroom with the one black person on the show for The Apprentice this year. You ready? Here it is.
This is a tape?
I guess.
This is a wacky tape. What is this?
Somebody has something they want to play for us, but unfortunately we can't hear it. I think we ought to fake one here. We ought to really just, when he comes back on the line.
You got it. You like that?
That was fantastic.
Hey,
best tape we've heard in a while.
Wow.
Thank you.
How did
you get that? Thank you very much. I've never heard that one.
Let me guess. It wasn't loud enough?
See, he's smart enough to know.
It was almost too loud. Really.
He knows we're busting his balls.
Of course. But really, what happened to it? Was it too loud?
Yeah.
Too loud.
Yeah, it was way too loud.
He called her well-spoken.
He called her well-spoken?
All right, thank you. Just got it in. Like in a nunny cunny. Hello, Donna Mike. You a nunny cunny here.
Mike.
You just got it in. Yes, he's
yes,
here.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Hey, every time from the first time I heard you do the freaking guy from Shawshank Redemption, Morgan Freeman's impression.
Did you say Morgan Freeman?
My wife.
every time I see it on TNT, I just sit there and go,
"You what?
Andy Dufresne. Andy Dufresne. Could you do like 30 seconds?
What did you say about your wife?
Say that again.
Did you put his Christ?
Wife, I annoy my...
Did you put an S? Hold on a second. Did you put an S on the end of that name, Morgan Freeman's?
No, Freeman.
All right, okay. All right.
My apologies.
Really quick, well, you're going to run out of time. What did you say about, I thought I heard wife in there.
Yeah, I just annoy her because every time you did it, I was saying, that is such an obscure impression. And so every time I see it on TNT come up, I just sit there and go, well.
It's very obscure, Mike. No one's seen the Shawshank Redemption.
So you do the impression yourself for your wife.
Yeah, yeah. And you.
It's one of your more obscure ones, Mike.
Very obscure.
After all, who's heard of Morgan Freeman?
Who? 57, 56. 55, 54, 53,
I bet you think this is funny.
52,
I bet you think we're going to sit through this.
49, 48.
La, la, la. You're an ass. You're an ass. You're a big, big smelly ass. You probably smell worse than Eva Longoria on a very hot day if she was in a sauna with her French boyfriend, who you know knows nothing about hygiene anyway because he's a French man. La, la, la. I had a good time at Mike's last night. I had quite a good time at Mike's last night. I looked at Joe last night. Joe was very drunk last night. I said some things about Mike's food last night. I didn't really mean that. He doesn't heat up Stouffer's. And,
yes, we do.
I am running out of steam on this.
I was wondering how long you were going to last.
However, I can outlast you because before you get to you're gone and out.
That was the real 60 seconds, though, wasn't it?
Whew.
Yeah, he was going a little slow with his count.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey.
The verdict is in. Don is definitely stinkier than Mike.
And the verdict is that has a T on the end of it. It's not verdict, okay?
Verdict.
And verdict is not V-E-R-D-I-C.
I'm not going to dispute it. Is it your opinion, or have you smelled us?
I think
I'm going by the poll in the room.
I think he may be basing it on what you've been doing for the last 5
minutes.
Well,
then, thank you, sir. Hey, you thank you.
It's a compliment. Mike, Jesus Christ.
I got a solution for you after Don leaves in 2008. Ready?
I don't know if I'm ever ready.
Are you ready?
The Joe and Mike Show.
You know, I wish you could be here to smell what's coming out of my pants now.
Look what you've done, sir.
I really and wish you could.
I just have a fantasy right now of stabbing you with a dinner fork.
Over and over again.
Really, and not really deep penetrations, but just surface, so maybe you slowly bleed to death.
Well, on that note...
Hi.
On that note, let's see. It's 4:30 on the East Coast and 1:30 on the West Coast. I never look at the show like this. 2.5 hours to go. Buzz, where are we at as far as calls go?
We've taken 18 calls in this segment. We've taken 64 calls so far on the show with 96 calls remaining.
Okay. Friend?
Yes?
Don't tell us how many we took in a segment.
Okay.
Just start by telling us.
Nobody's
what is
calling.
Your deal with the numerology?
Nobody's
today.
Calling, Don.
What is your deal with the numerology?
Why can't
you
calling.
Just tell us how many calls we've taken total?
64
total.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you. Sure. I don't mean to snap at you, Buzz.
No, it's okay. It's just the last time all I gave was the number that we'd taken, and then you wanted to know how many were remaining.
No.
I'm just trying to keep up.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
All right.
I mean, if we just said, what's the total, and you said, you know, 26.
Right.
Okay.
26. I thought you'd like a tally. 64 is how many we've taken.
So we're almost halfway there.
We've only taken 64 calls.
Yeah.
Only 64?
Right, only 64.
Now, you know what it is.
Doesn't it seem like 640?
It is a quest. It is a quest. It truly is.
You are exactly two-fifths of the way there.
He didn't ask for that,
Rob. I'm killing both of them. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we had a late night last night.
Love to reduce the fractions.
You know what I love about this show? You're not on the microphone a lot today. That's what I love about this show.
Oh, God, why me?
Why'd you go tell that to Laszlo Toth?
No, that's not his name.
The guy that wrote, right. You know who Laszlo Toth is?
That's the guy that Don Novello writes the letters of.
Father Guido Sarducci guy.
Is there anything you don't know?
I don't know how to love myself.
Buzz, how many calls are we averaging per segment?
I have no idea.
Thank you.
22.
Thank you, Buzz. We got a break. We'll be right back with more of the All Caller Show.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Oh, for my goodness sakes, let me turn down the radio. Oh, there's some sort of
Echo. Echo.
Echo. Echo.
That was great. What yeah, there is an echo. I can hear that.
Yeah, that was fascinating. I have to say my crap detector went off when that last person started saying someone's name on the radio.
It's a shame we don't have a 7-second delay.
I just want to say I used to go to the club scene back in the... I started in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There were a couple of years where I just decided, you know, screw this, I'm going to stay home. So I would sit home and watch television. But then the 80s came along and it became fun again. And one type of club that you didn't mention is before it became very dirty to go to these places, mm-hmm. you go to the place where people were dancing naked and peeing and throwing BM at each other. And it was a lot of fun, to tell you the truth, if you wore a plastic sheeting.
Wait a minute. What were the names of these places?
Oh, I don't remember. This is down in New York. But it was a lot of fun watching people exhibiting farfalotis at the blowhole. And there was a lot of times where I believed that many people should have joined the Joe Ardinger Taint Society of BM Eaters Anonymous. Can you should be with me, the great Platypus Tongue? And do you ever listen to the Don and Mike show?
Actually, I do listen to Don. Let him go.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Oh, that's so funny, because he mentioned Joe Ottinger, and I know exactly who he's talking about.
Good morning.
We just got slimed.
That's okay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Good tape. Funniest part had to be deleted. Too bad.
They're marvelous, you happy bastard. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Come, drink their hair water.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, here's the goal. Got 160 minutes of show. Take 160 calls today. And to be honest, a lot of you little brains that are emailing our website, you know, I don't like this. You know, you dumbasses, if we just came on and took calls like we do every day, you wouldn't know the freaking difference.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
And stop whining.
Seriously.
Quit your bitching.
I mean, it's one thing when you call the show. We can deal with you. What, you're sending email now to John, you know, at our website? Go to hell.
It's just GED.
Seriously, go to hell. And now here's Loverboy.
Get her done.
Yeah, we're doing it, man. We're taking 160 phone calls.
Right. Good on your next visit.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
It's a challenge. It's a challenge to take these calls. It's a pleasure and a challenge.
It is not in any way a Sal.
It is not. Mike and I enjoy a challenge. We will rise to the challenge of these phone calls.
It is a delight.
Hey, gentlemen, I know we have a minute. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Who's stinkier, Clint Howard or Gerard Depardieu?
That's marvelous. That is so unique, and I love that one.
Gerard Depardieu.
Gerard Depardieu.
Unanimous. Simply based mm-hmm. on where he's from.
I saw one of those behind-the-scenes movie deals, and Gerard Depardieu was a chef, and he was looking fatter and sweatier and stinkier than I think I've ever seen him look.
Yeah, he makes Clint Howard's brother look like freaking Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Clint Howard I haven't seen in a movie, but now is Clint Howard going to be in The Da Vinci Code because Ron Howard's directing it? Wasn't that the rule for a while that Howard was in every one of his brother's movies?
But not in the really serious ones. Oh.
He was on My Name is Earl last week.
Clint Howard was?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Does Rob have that effect on you? When Rob comes to the microphone, you suddenly break?
Yeah.
Now I really can't go back there.
Hello. Hello there. I thought you were going to jump in with some other useless trivia.
No, that was all.
That was good.
Hello.
My name is Gerard.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi there.
Hey, man, you know what I think the problem might be with your ratings? It's that Sacramento dance. Every time you do that, you make the people of Sacramento angry. And we start thinking, make the ratings go lower.
Are you calling Hold on. Are you calling from Sacramento?
Yeah, I am.
The ratings in Sacramento are out. We're number one. Yeah. We're number 15 in Washington.
We're number one. The ratings we're talking about is does not have to do with Sacramento.
No, but what I'm saying is we have to show...
Sorry we couldn't linger longer with you, idiot.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Why don't you dance in my fumes, though?
You'll do the fabulous Donnie, D-O-N-I, fume dance.
No, the ratings are great everywhere, except here, in our home station.
And I feel wonderful after last night. I feel that we are going to have some very good news in the not-too-distant future.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I wanted to tell you a story about how you make my life better, and I can do it in a minute.
Good.
My wife wanted to go to this musical. Hey, and it was this, an off-Broadway thing. Well, it was in Kansas City, so obviously it's off-Broadway. Anyway, and all it was a bunch of songs from musicals. Dreadful. But anyway, in the middle of the thing, the girl starts singing, "I want to wash that man right out of my hair," which, yes, of course, makes me think of Elvis. Because he liked to cut loose the girl's hair.
Right.
So that makes me think of you, which makes me smile. Right then, my wife looks over at me, and she grabs my...
That was a good story right up until the time we had to cut him off.
Don and Mike Show. Hello, you're on the air. The all-caller show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You are...
Hi, it's Mr. Not Paying Attention.
Very smooth. Let me do it right back at you. Hi there, you're on the air.
Don.
Caller.
Mike.
What?
Hey, remember the NASA shuttle that blew up?
The NASA shuttle that blew up, yes.
Yeah, the first shuttle that blew up.
Challenger?
Right. Yeah, remember the teacher's name? Christy McAuliffe?
Right. Christy McAuliffe, right.
Yeah.
What color were her eyes?
Now, listen, ass, first off, it's not telejoke time.
Nope.
Second, that ain't funny. And third, I got your phone number, area code 319, first three numbers of your phone, 98. Are you going to give your number out? 319-981.
Now I want to check our theory. Rob and I were theorizing about the calls. We seem to be streaky. When we get the good ones, we get three or four good ones. When we get bad ones, we get three or four bad ones.
Did you want to give out your number or not?
I thought it was going to be my format. I'm sorry.
He thought it was going to be what?
His format. Duh.
Your format. Right. It's the ass format. It's the format where, it's the one day I can call and make a joke about a dead astronaut. Hey, do you guys remember the Challenger? What color were her eyes?
Wow. Well, you can always tell because there's the delay.
Okay.
While he doesn't realize he's on the air.
Right. Are you happy? You broke me.
No, hey.
What? I'm not quitting.
Oh, come on now.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Stop.
At this point?
Hang in there. It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even at the half.
Shut up!
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean that like shut up. I meant that like...
Don't make me do this.
Don't tell me it's halfway.
Don't make me do this.
Don't make you do what?
Don't make me be good cop today. I want to be a little bad cop today, please. Please. I can't do it. I can't do it. I just
can't. Somebody has to be good.
You play bad cop more than you know you play bad cop.
I know.
How many times do you play bad cop and I save you during a break? You got to play bad cop and I hate it when I play bad cop.
I know. But you know we both want to play bad cop.
Hello.
For what reason, I can't tell you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, last
Rob,
one.
Rob, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, I told you.
Streaks.
That we get them in groups. We get good calls in groups and we get bad calls in groups.
Hello. Hey, guys.
What? I mean, what?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Oh, I think you frightened him.
Okay, now we've got some time.
That's good.
Now I've got some time. Just give me this moment just to psych myself up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go out. We're going to win a big one today. We're going to take the rest of these calls. We're going to make this entertaining. We're going to fly through this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to fly through this now. We're going to fly. We're going to take these calls. They're going to be boom, boom, boom. They're going to be good. Okay. Take care of my enemies, God. Thank you, God. I'm ready.
Okay, good.
I just did my little, like, psych-out thing.
Uh-huh.
Did my Ray Lewis dance.
I'm with you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And that's how I end all of my prayers to God.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of my enemies.
Right.
Which can be construed any way you want it.
Sure.
You know, some might say, you're being very generous because people that mean to do you harm, you wish to have God
protect them. God knows what I mean.
Or you want God to strike them down.
You know what I mean.
I will be done.
You know, nothing major. Just a nice crippling.
Now, I believe that there is a caller on the line.
There is. Hello. The all-caller show continues.
It's you. Go ahead, sir or ma'am.
Hey, can I speak to Rob?
Well, he's in the back of the room. Go ahead.
I love Rob, but I never get to speak to him. You guys never put the show because you guys suck.
All right, we suck, and you want to speak to Rob.
What did one child molester say to the other child molester?
What?
What did one child molester?
No, it's not Jones. No, sorry,
didn't
not acceptable.
I don't know what you said to your friend.
That's three, Rob.
Hello.
That's three.
Don and Mike show what one child molester says to another child molester.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I used to watch The Sopranos a while ago, and Paulie Walnuts had, I think it was the Godfather horn on his Cadillac. Like the General Lee did for, you know, the Dixie?
Yes, and?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought about buying it for my father-in-law because he's, you know, Italian.
I did see Paulie Walnuts in a great commercial where he actually plays Paulie Walnuts. It's for Netflix. Mm-hmm. I remember the product.
Right.
Because he's yelling at a guy about, why are you getting your movies somewhere else?
Right.
Great ad. And it's really done well because...
Fantastic. He's got the lady wrapped up in the carpet.
Right. Yeah. And
Shut up.
He is Paulie Walnuts.
Yes.
I thought that the good horn, T. I've got it. I have a question for this caller, though. I'm not going to be able to ask him because he mentioned he wanted to get it for his father-in-law. My question would be, how did he prevent his father-in-law from committing suicide after he found out he was marrying his daughter?
Don Mike.
I got issues, T. I got issues, T.
Don Mike.
The nun is actually my mother.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I only have a few seconds. I'm back here in the backyard with my brother-in-law. We're doing yard work. I'm going to go kick him in the nuts.
Okay.
All right, good.
Okay. Ryan, come here for a second. Your sister's on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Get ready for some Playhouse action.
Oh, yeah.
Ow! How'd you see that?
You know, and I love
even
it
if they were faking, it was a wonderful sketch.
What?
I love it. You know,
nicely played,
like, lovely done, lovely.
Like listening to a puppet show or a cartoon.
That was the first.
Get away from me, dude.
That was the first real improvisational theater we've had on the show
today.
That's
true.
Somebody's in a backyard doing a little sketch.
Oh Christ, you idiot! What else?
I think that was.
Are you still there?
They only had that one bit prepared. Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, my special brave friends who I love to VAF while eating BMs. How are you today?
Hello, window licker. What's happening? Mongo, spaz,
well, myself,
tar,
I'm just
special, challenged.
Having a glass of apple juice. Oh, would you like some apple juice? Oh.
Now he's pulling one from our memory bank.
Yeah, I know.
That has to be the funniest thing I've ever heard. I couldn't stop laughing for days when I heard that.
I don't remember it. Why don't I remember
it? Okay, here's why, Mike. Because it was roughly 5 years ago.
Okay.
When Budweiser did the What's Up, we did the white guy version.
Well, I'm just chilling, my friend. Having a glass of apple juice.
Okay.
That's the best white impersonation I can do. I'm sorry.
You enjoyed that bit, and that is from probably even longer than 5 years ago.
The What's Up guy.
Yeah, I remember that.
The What's Up
guys. Exactly.
Hi,
guys.
Later were overtaken by the frog. The frogs came back, right?
The frogs came back.
For Budweiser?
Hey, okay. Don or Mike.
Budweiser advertised with us?
Yes, I believe so.
That's a snappy jingle they've got.
Love it.
Wouldn't change a thing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
I love it when you build up our sponsors, our fine sponsors.
Yeah, thanks.
Because for my money, just let me say, it's a compliment. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big beer drinker.
Right.
However, when your jingle sounds like it was sung by Air Supply,
cool.
God, I said, give me like 36 cans.
It's fantastic.
Hey,
God. Sorry.
Wow.
You know.
Man, I think you blew a hole in my wall.
Food.
You can't take me out nowhere.
Man, oh,
sorry
man.
About that.
Hello. It's the late hour.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I have an audio clip from a movie that I think expresses Rob's view today of you having gas.
All right, go. Let's hear it. We didn't have time for the end.
Oh, what a shame.
No. Hello, Don and Mike show. Although I think I know how that ends.
Yeah.
I go to that movie a couple of times a day.
It's fantastic.
I'll tell you this. It's got a real crappy ending.
It's got a solid ending.
Sometimes.
You're lucky.
Sometimes it makes me just all moist. You know, if it's a real tearjerker.
Right. Yeah, you leave your own little trailer.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Turn your. Are you speaking to us?
Is this a bad phone? Hello.
Hi, Mike.
There you
there,
go.
How
hey,
are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, it's a non-Hispanic landscaper.
A non-Hispanic landscaper, Don.
Fantastic. You're still retarded, though.
What can we do for you?
Hey, I got a place in Ocean City across the street from yours, and I've always seen you, but I didn't know
great.
That, we seem to limit his time there. That was just, you just lift your leg up. You just do a little leg shake there or something like that?
No, I do that all the time during the show. That had nothing to do with what the
show was. Oh, okay. Maybe that's the, God, that's the first time I've ever noticed it. I saw you do a little, almost
shh,
all.
Shh, shh.
What?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Don's allergic to callers.
Dave from Sacramento. Hey, Rob. Hey, guys. Speaking of 6 degrees of separation, Ron Howard and Sacramento, your Sacramento station, KHTK, has a sister station that's at the country station, and they are sponsoring the Howard.
Let's all stop for 1 second.
Just why did you even call?
Think how you are just stopping this show like a disc break.
Wait, you got to hear this.
No, we don't have to hear anything.
We don't got to hear anything.
Got to. This
Clint
was the
Howard wiffle ball contest.
This was the worst.
Right. I didn't mean that. I meant that.
I have a prediction to make.
Yeah?
What's that?
The next segment of callers is going to be better than the previous one.
I just
know it.
I agree.
I know it. I feel it. I believe in it.
Can I tell you really my honest feeling?
Yeah.
I love this show. Really.
Yeah.
This is the show I could do every day.
Right.
No prep required. Just start off nice by the end of the show, tearing people new ones.
Right. We're halfway through.
More than halfway through.
Yeah, more than halfway through, but we're mad.
Buzz?
Yes?
Buzz, how many calls have we taken?
76.
That's my man. Thank you, Buzz.
And we're on our way to 160?
So how many do we have left, Buzz?
84.
Thank you, Buzz. What, Mike?
Nothing. Just thinking about that 84.
Starts
a pretty tall mountain.
Starts with D, ends with E. Say it with me. Discipline. Starts with D, ends with N. Say
discipline.
It with me. No.
Discipline.
Dedication.
Dedication.
Starts with D, ends with Y. Say it with me.
Dummy.
Dummy.
I got that one. I ain't stupid. I might be dumb, but I'm not stupid.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Well, yes. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just no, but you don't. Would you just let me get you're not. Give me a.
Oh.
Goodbye.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Directly assisted.
Right, Ed.
The Chosen, Don and Mike.
Well, here we are, doing our Thursday show, May the 4th.
Right.
Decided yesterday we do an all-caller show. We're on the air for 160 minutes a day, and if we give every person that calls 1 minute, we can take 160 calls in this show.
Right. 160 minutes is like your average movie, right?
Oh, no, the average movie is like 90 minutes, maybe.
Oh, wow. So we're longer than a movie.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And more entertaining.
Hello.
Hey there, guys. I want to have a little hypothetical situation for you.
Right. Go.
How many five-year-olds, if you're in a size of a room about the size of a basketball court, how many five-year-olds could you take up? There's a little angry mob of five-year-olds attacking you.
How many what?
One of the garbled bad phone mumbled.
Start over
Jesus.
Again. Hold on. First off, were you featured on Dateline last night?
No, sir.
Okay. All
right. Is this a joke of some kind?
No. Just a hypothetical situation. If you had an angry 5-year-old attacking you, how many do you think you could take on at one time?
Seriously?
Like as a fight.
I don't know.
You mean and survive the fight?
15 or 20
yeah,
of them?
Yeah, and survive. They don't take control and render you unconscious.
15 or 20 of them, but why do you ask?
Just a hypothetical situation, a little barroom talk.
Barroom talk? What? That's more like acid LSD.
What kind of a bar?
Chewing peyote talk. God.
What kind of a bar, Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, Meras.
Oh. Sounds like dream analysis.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi there.
Fine.
Hey, I'm a longtime listener. I just want to say I was from way back in the day.
Are you on a speakerphone?
You know what? Let me get off that because I know that's insulting. Can you hear me better now?
It sounds exactly the same.
Hold on here. Let me try something different.
If he knew it was insulting, why did he do it?
I tell you what, how about Mike and I speak to you the same way on our speakerphone?
How you doing? Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah. How you enjoying your call? You enjoying your call so far?
Yeah.
All I was going to say is you should bring back the four-hour club. Let the fear of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile keep people in line and listening.
You know, those are all good ideas, but you didn't hear a goddamn thing you said on your speakerphone.
You sound like you might be too far away. How are you hearing us? You sounding all right?
I guess we'll never get that answer.
No.
Screw him. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Correct. Hi.
Hi. I have a request.
So do I, but I don't think God's going to answer it today.
I say that.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Long distance dedication every day I put into God. Hello.
Bring back Buzz's retro porn review. Good times.
With everybody calling the show, all of you idiots, because it's open season today, we're letting you get through. Really, if you like the show stuff that we did on the show years and years ago, buy yourself a time machine.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
And you know what? Occasionally, you will hear old segments on Best Of, and that's the way it goes.
Correct.
You know, and you know, Buzz does so many different things, and we're always doing different things, and you'll hear something else that might be similar to that someday. You'll hear lots of stuff. There's constant dynamic and constant change with this show. It's always evolving.
People just piss me off.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That never changes.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hi, friend.
You know, I would just like to contribute to the show.
Sure, yeah. Well, what can you do for you? You'd be the first in about a half an hour.
So, with that said, here's my contribution.
No. Listen, I can do it myself with my own butt. Okay? Goodbye. You know,
is that the second or the third guy that had tapes of wind breakage?
What we are going to have to do now is a timeout, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a timeout where Mike and I will have a chat as adults,
mm-hmm.
and you all go sit in the room and think about what you've done.
Yes. There's no real requirement for any type of, you know, sketches or bits or ideas or requests for things we've done in the past. We just want to chat. That's really what this is all about. Am I right or wrong about that?
And we spank. You should know that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, this is Nurse Diesel calling.
And I have a bulletin from the newsroom from Buzz Girdley. Buzz, what is that bulletin?
That last call, 80 down, 80 to go.
Okay, all right. Good,
you
good,
can
good.
Do it.
That's right, Mike. You and I, my friend.
Thank you.
It's the Boston Marathon.
Very good.
And we're not getting on a bus. We're not being Rosie Ruiz or Rosie Perez.
No, you were right. Rosie Ruiz, I think.
Right? No difference.
Right.
No difference. Rosie Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Rose Maria doesn't really matter. We're going to ride this baby. We're going to ride it on our feet.
What's that Jean-Luc Picard thing you used to say all the time? A rose of any for if I
have not plucked the rose. The rose.
It was the episode. That's the way you did it, though.
He was trying to pretend that he was in love with Deanna Troi's mom.
Sure, he was being an actor.
What he was wearing, one of his blouses, like butt.
Yeah. A tunic.
One of my shirts.
Hello.
Hello, Nurse Charlotte Diesel calling.
Hi,
were you boys aware that your friend Dick Van Patten was in the movie High Anxiety?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah. Yep. Hello, Don. He's in a lot of Mel Brooks movies.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, this is Mark in Sacramento.
This is
how you
the
doing?
All caller show today. We dedicate. All
I got
hours.
Through, baby.
Congratulations. I know you've been waiting. And you know what? I do want to say thank you because I know a lot of people are waiting for a long time to get their chance. I mean, the phones are stacked up today.
I do.
Yeah, you guys are douchebags.
Thank you.
You guys suck.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm glad that you took the opportunity. After I'm nice and I say thank you and you give us that.
And no, again. Again, we're gonna get back to that same thing. I'm sorry to beat a tired horse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry your mom had to go to the emergency room last night.
Yeah.
He's upset. You can't blame him.
When I said I'm tired of beating a dead horse.
I know.
I knew you were going to call today, and I'm not an advocate of domestic violence.
Why are you apologizing? She survived.
Well, let's be honest.
She's conscious.
Your mom was sucking on my Fix-A-Flat, and I said, when your retarded son calls the show tomorrow, and then, boom, out go the lights.
Thank God, though, she's alive, thank God. Yeah.
LLCD.
What's that?
It's not Ladies Love Cool James.
No.
Ladies Love Cool Don.
Or is it Cool Donnie?
Well, in this case, it would be Don. It's tougher.
Don.
Tougher. For my cred.
Mm-hmm.
For my street cred.
Your street cred. Very good.
With my brothers.
My brothers.
All my brothers on Xbox Live.
I saw that again today.
What's happening, you mofo?
They played it again right before I came into work today. I was watching that. Your favorite show.
The Madden Nation show?
Madden Nation.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, that reminds me that we got a free one here. The guy hung up. 9 seconds. Very soon I'm going to be asking for people to call, to email in with their Xbox Live addresses. Because if I'm going to play Tory Holtz at the end of July, I got to practice against real people.
Right. I mean, but you have to have skills.
So I want to practice against some of our listeners. No lie.
It's all about the skills.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
So if you're good at Xbox Live, just wait, I'll give you the word. Email your stuff in to our website.
Very good.
I'll play you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I gotta work it up for Tory Holt.
I think that's smart. I think that's good training.
Hello there.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for an excellent time last night. My brother and I had a good time.
And that, you know, if we didn't say it enough, we didn't because we were taking calls.
Right.
Thank you to everybody that showed up last night. We had a most outstanding time. We'll tell you about everything that happened at our number 15 party on tomorrow's episode, including, well, the main highlight, Joe and his hog.
Yes. I have heard that. I did not witness it myself, but I have heard many comments about it. But you make me nervous when you thank people, because I thank somebody and then the guy called us douchebags.
Yes.
It's very scary. You're not going to do that, are you, sir?
No, never.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Time's up.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, am I caller 100?
What caller is
no,
he, bud?
He's caller 85.
85.
Okay, damn, I don't get the Jerry Vale tickets?
It was almost funny, and that was almost funny.
And here's Jerry Vale trivia. Name the movie that Jerry Vale is in. It's one of our favorite movies.
Beach Blanket Bingo.
That would be Goodfellas.
Thank you, Don. Very good. That's who's on stage performing.
At the Copacabana.
When
Ray Liotta comes down.
Henry gets the table.
With Dr. Melfi.
That's the first date. Big fancy gangster date.
That's it.
It was wonderful.
Did I tell you that's exactly what they did for me at the Borgata?
Yeah, you said that they actually moved some furniture for you, right?
Yeah.
Where they actually moved the table?
Yeah, they moved it. Oh, no, I take it back. Not the Borgata. It's when we went to see Frank Caliendo.
That's right. Down at the Improv.
Down at the Improv. That they moved a bunch of people out of the way who'd been sitting there and waiting all night. And then, you know, imagine that. Hey, it's me, the DJ. They're going to move a table so I can sit next to Frank Caliendo.
That's big time fun. I like that.
Hello, Donna Mike. Great scene, though, in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Well, they walk into the Copa.
Always you two are in here. Always you two.
Hello, Donna Mike. Hello. Now, this could be a problem with the software.
Yeah, because it sounds completely dead, like there's not even anyone there.
Hello?
Donna Mike.
There we go. Okay, we got it.
Hi. Good day, gentle person.
Put a fresh 60 on there, Robbie. Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Donna Mike?
Yes.
God almighty.
Yes. I understand how that throws you when I said put a fresh 60. And are you going to say again, good afternoon, gentle persons?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I thought you switched off. I heard that. No, I want to take this opportunity just to say.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. What about him?
He's the one who said shark first in that stupid Jennifer Aniston, Ben Stiller movie. That's the first time I heard it. And I love when Mike impersonates Rob. That's my favorite thing that he does.
So Philip Seymour Hoffman said shark. The first time I heard it was somebody telling me over the weekend.
Well, I'm sure it's somebody who got it from him.
Shark. And Don, could you please talk up a record as anal herpes?
Anal herpes? No.
So I guess these people are having, they have these ideas.
Again,
I'm getting
Billy Joel's awesome too.
That's not a
I love you guys.
No,
Bill, you don't need her.
Billy Joel sucks. And, and anal herpes wouldn't be a name. I mean, you got to give me a like, you know, arty herpes.
Yeah.
You know, but that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't work. I don't know anyone whose first name is anal.
Herb Pease.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
See, that's right, Rob. Herb Pease. Herb. It's the Herb Pease Show.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a stretch, though.
That is a little bit of a stretch.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Of course, herpes is always a stretch.
It does, and that makes it end.
That's how you get it.
It's a hassle.
That's how you get it. Don't stretch. Do it the way you're supposed to do it.
It's you, sir. You're on the air.
The front goes in the front.
Hey, Don and Mike, I wanted to request a Happy Place song.
Oh, another request.
I want to request that people stop requesting. This is not the reason for this day is not for you little brains to call in and say, I wish you would do this or I wish you would do that.
Right. That's not how it works.
Requesting it for Mike. I know how much he misses it.
Well, no, it is not. I do not miss it, and we don't want requests. Do you understand that?
But it's for Mike, because you know so much, because you know so much, because you know so much, you know so much.
How many have we taken?
87.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
What?
Radio Gods.
No worries, Mike.
I'm sorry, Don. I'm really trying. I'm really, really trying. I am
you
on the first,
I am
I'm on the precipice.
Here's the thing now.
I'm on the precipice
here's,
right now.
Here's what I'm going to do for you now.
What?
You're Lance Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming by me.
Yeah.
I got the water bottles.
Okay.
Don't worry, dude.
Am I going to splash it on my forehead?
I've got the thing on my arm. I got the yellow thing on my arm.
Okay, so what, are you going to squirt me?
I'll squirt you right now.
It's like a porno.
That's not water.
Okay.
Hello.
But you knew that.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Squirt,
go. Squirt it all over you.
It's you, sir. Go.
Just like
Sorry.
Ben Stiller and Something About Mary.
It's you, sir. Go.
Radio God?
Yes, obviously, I.
Hey, I saw you on TV the other night, Don. And you know what?
Okay, here it comes. I'm ready.
You got a rocking body.
All right, you got me. Thank you.
Okay. You're surprised. We all kind of did. We all go into our defensive crouch there.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was ready for it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I love you guys. Mike, can you do Homer J. Simpson?
Everybody, for the final time.
Yes.
Please.
It's Homer
J. Simpson.
When? When did people start perceiving this was a request hour?
This is.
I'm not doing a request. I was just wondering if he could
do
it. What the hell do you think it is? You're asking if I do an impression.
You don't get to call
me. I don't want you to do it. I just wanted you to know that I can do Homer J. Simpson.
No, well, no, you really can't. And this is not going to be a trick to get Mike to do it to prove he does it better than you do.
Right.
I will do it some night and do it better to me.
Well, no, I don't want to. What do you say to that?
Yes.
Well, that's a good guy.
You are gay.
I don't know why you're laughing at him.
I'm laughing because I'm getting a little punchy. I really am.
You're not punchy.
No, you're an ass.
That could be good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I love it and I hate it.
Hello.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate you for the top 70s and 80s station of the year.
Again, explain this to me, please.
Please help.
Explain this to me.
Well, all the stations out where I'm at.
What is it with all the guys that are doing this? All the guys that are doing, like, their prepared comedy, all have the same, stutter start every single time.
I'll try to give you a chance here. All the stations where you live, which is where?
Refuse to play the music that you play when you open up.
Okay.
He likes the music. I think it's actually a compliment.
Thank you.
Then let me ask, let me offer this.
What?
Why, then, could he have not called and said, I really like the music you guys play when you come back from commercial?
We can say that.
Why could you have not expressed
don't
it like
that? Don't use Queen's English.
Because. And then, too, please bring back Mr.
No.
Hello.
Time.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'd like to play a little Elvis for you guys to just cheer you up. Would that be nice?
You're going to play some. You have an Elvis song?
Not that we
need. It's off of 45 that I bought.
Cheering up?
On a recent trip down to Florida.
So happy anyway with life? Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Roll it.
You don't like.
But as soon as you start. What's he doing?
He is attempting to play audio over a cellular telephone because he is an asshat of biblical proportions. Asshat. And he hung up.
He's gone.
He's done.
He's gone.
I'm going to kill someone. As I want to. I'm going to tell someone I am going to kill someone. No. I am going to do it.
He was one of my humps.
No kidding.
And it was dry.
Dry humps. Now that should be the next song the Black Eyed Peas do.
Mm-hmm.
The dry humps.
Go, Fergie.
Or in, the case of some of the people who work here,
mm-hmm.
The lumps.
My loves.
I'm always thinking about your wife.
Oh! No, and I'm talking about, you know, from Knuckle City.
Bumps.
Well, if you ice it down, it doesn't sweat.
How's she doing, incidentally?
Don't ask.
B&B, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
B&B.
40% vision.
Black and blue. Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Thought it was better than
Don
better.
And Mike, my 40-something brother.
Hi there.
How are you? How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, how's your brother doing? I haven't heard about him in a while.
My brother is in a feature that we've not yet gotten to. We did one time, Wheel of People.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime on the show, we'll spin the wheel and call my brother. To be honest with you, my brother is in and out of...
You were mentioning it last night on stage.
He's in and out of various dicey situations.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, if you were on our show last night, maybe you would know.
You'd probably know the details from that. I think you spelled it out last
Hello.
Night.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I think that the last caller would be, he's a fag.
Number 94.
A brief exhale. Now, really.
I'm a fag.
Okay. I'll go with you there. You might be, you know. Oh, that's fine with me if that's what you want to do.
Marty Bass, corn, he's a fag.
You know, sometimes persistence does pay off.
He's winning you all.
Such a hand make a friend.
Sometimes.
Marty Bass. Something about Marty Bass and fag in the same sentence worked for me.
The number one sports guru in the galaxy. He's a fag.
Are you doing that Get the Stallion?
The Stallion, baby, the number one sports guru.
Just when I'm really starting to laugh.
Wasn't that the moment? That was really the moment we were going to lose it. And then
that was the turning moment.
He saved it. That's a very good sign.
Time barely ran out on him, but boy, that was a good one.
We'll get there again. Don't worry.
Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen.
Yes, hi.
How you doing from Sacramento?
We were attempting to take 160 calls at one show, but you know that.
Yes, I do.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call, and there's a funny thing that your show introduced to me and a good friend of mine. You guys did a...
Would that be grammar?
Syntax? <Yeah. laughs>
I wish the phone had spell check.
Me too.
For me as well.
You know, before you do, let me just interrupt briefly and tell you there's a funny thing story friend had me think, Ty. Why?
Oh, is it cutting out on you?
Mambo dog face?
No, it was the way you were arranging some of your nouns.
Yeah, I have problems with that sometimes.
I bet you do.
Rain Man?
You guys did a bit back in the day about my ninja.
Hello. What a shame.
Don and Mike show. Everybody gets 60 seconds. Hello.
You can call the Don and Mike show anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Right.
Turn your radio down.
Right.
Don't call and make requests. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name.
It's old school.
Don't call telling jokes.
I think that's fine.
Pretty
that's good.
Good.
That's
that used to be the old disclaimer that we'd run at the beginning of the show.
And everything he said is true for today's show. Absolutely.
Oh, even more so for today's show.
Uh-huh. And my name is Larry Williams, and I'd sure love to be in the movie.
There is a tape we have not heard in a long time.
I am the Dickman.
Solid goal.
That's too far.
We had to hit the dumb button. You cannot quote that tape literally.
Isn't that a shame? There was a day we could play that.
Yeah. You're good. We can still say he's the Dick Man, but that's about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello there.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to call and thank you. I got the Band-Aid in the mail yesterday.
You got my Band-Aid from when I chopped my finger off?
Yes, the baggie had a little hole in it.
Okay.
It was a little dry, but it still had a lot of moisture left in it, and I had some excellent Band-Aid water.
What you get, you can do that. I'm glad. You just put that in a Ziploc bag, and that'll moisten the Band-Aid up, and it'll be almost like it's really fresh blood.
Oh, it was delicious.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you a question. What's your name?
My name is Tom.
People really do win on the Don and Mike show.
What?
What is the show that gave you a bloody Band-Aid?
Don and Mike.
Very good. That was a good
Anytime
call.
Anybody ever asks you the show that reminds you of a bloody Band-Aid, say the Don and Mike show.
Remarkable healing, too, with my finger. I'm just delighted with the speed that it's regenerated.
And be prepared to get a sock in the face. Hello?
Hello?
A sock full of BBs.
Yes, sir.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Radio show extraordinaire.
Hi, Don. You there?
No, we're not.
Been here all day.
Hey, I would like to wish a happy birthday to my brother. We're both 10-year listeners, and I'd like to wish a happy birthday to my brother Steve in Sacramento.
Steve is celebrating what birthday today?
He is 2 years from getting out of your prime demographic. He is 52.
And, of course, you remember these guys are very famous. They were the Siamese twins joined at the balls.
Yeah, yeah. If we had balls, we'd be joined at them.
There you go. Okay, thank you.
Very nice.
Bye now.
Bye.
You know, in its own way, that was somebody who was just calling to chat, wanted to say hello to his brother, and I didn't have any problem with that.
No.
It turned around when the guy was doing Marty Bass. That's hello, when man. Things got a little better.
Don and Mike show.
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Now, this is a different, I can see this is a different area code. It's another Dr. Phil soundboard.
Wow.
This is now the third separate Dr. Phil soundboard.
All the Dr. Phils are coming from different calls.
916 is Sacramento, correct?
Yes.
Where's 207?
Maine.
That's where one, and this one is called coming from 410.
That's Maryland.
Which is Baltimore.
Okay.
Okay, hello?
No, I didn't just come in on Lotus Turnips. I know that.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. You can tell it's a different phone.
All
and
right.
Good to talk to you again, Dr. Phil.
I think you like being a victim because it's easier for you to rebel.
I agree.
You're goddamn right. I think you're full of crap, though, Dr. Phil.
Do you agree that you smoke pot?
No, I used to. I don't anymore.
Do you agree that you smoke?
Cigars, yes.
Do you torture small animals?
I do, yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I want to go back a couple weeks ago on The Sopranos. Do you remember how Tony...
Thank you, incidentally, for pronouncing it the right way.
What?
Sopranos.
Well, okay.
Sopranos.
What do you want? I'm from Baltimore.
Yes,
I know. I was commenting on the accent.
A couple of weeks ago. What about it?
It was very quick and under the radar how Tony referred to gays. He was talking to Silvio and defending Vito. It's cracked me up. He said, there's pillow biters in the special forces. Did you catch that?
Listen to what Carmella said.
Are you insane?
Okay.
Are you insane?
Can I tell you one thing, caller?
Yes.
You're my handsome man.
Are you insane?
It's my handsome man. That's my handsome man with my female claws. And now tonight, when the girl from ER wants to bang you, you won't be able to because you think of my talons. You're my handsome man. You just climbed off of me. My handsome man. Aw, Tony. In your wife beater.
I'll tell you, the more that show lingers, I can do without the sex scenes with Carmella and Tony.
Hello, Donna, Mike, Joanne. For God's sakes, let us see something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Carmella. Curious.
You want less and you want more.
I'm curious that way.
It's just, you know, it started, do you remember that one scene where they were making out in the pool?
That was a gross one. That was
so gross.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I just want to know, can I say clam slap and maffinite on the air?
Well, whatever you said, it was garbled because of your bad phone.
It got through.
I said, can I say clam slap and hermaphrodite on the air?
You know, I really have no idea. What was that? Can I hear that again?
Are you insane?
What about a number?
One more. Hello, Donna, Mike show.
What are our boosts, my friends?
Hi there. Hey, there's another tired catchphrase from years ago.
They love that.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to be in a Madden tournament with Tori Spelling next month.
You got Tori Holt. You got Tori Spelling.
Wow.
Okay, my friends.
Don't think that I don't know that this is going to be being in the Madden Nation tournament as I'm going to be in July or August. I hope to win so I can put the award up next to my Ms. Pac-Man Southern California 1980 championship, which, as you know, I won at Disneyland.
There is a serious chance you'll be comeback player of the year if you do that. After all those years since you were... Was it the Southern California Pac-Man
Miss Pac-Man champion.
Have you never? I've never showed that to you at my house. I'm
I don't
sure
think
you
I've ever seen.
My cave.
I have never seen a plaque like
it
that.
It is about. Well, it's because it's not a plaque. What it is it's a like diploma.
Did you win your? I know you have a Miss Pac-Man game in your house. Did you win that when you won the tournament, or did you just get that on your own?
No, no, Jesus, no. Frida bought it for me for Christmas one year, like a reconditioned one before they became fashionable.
What was your prize besides the plaque for winning the competition?
Mike, no prize because they can never take it away from me.
The honor.
Okay. The honor of being the Ms. Pac-Man champion of Southern
question.
California for the year of 1980,
what
year of our Lord.
What a silly question it was.
And soon to be followed up by my triumph in Madden Nation 2006.
Yeah, well, you got to start practicing because you know you're going to have some competition.
We got a break as we continue the all-caller show. Friend Buzz, where are we at? How many calls have we taken?
You have taken 102 calls.
Now,
so
Mike,
far.
Come on.
Yeah,
it's past
100,
now,
Mark.
Come on.
Time.
That's
it's
right.
Home stretch time.
We made it past 100.
Mm-hmm.
40 calls. 60 calls. Ooh.
Yeah.
60 calls?
Well, 58.
60 calls in an hour and 20 minutes.
We can do it.
We can do
we
it.
We can make this. This is
we
great.
We can do this. Right.
Man, cut me, Mick. Cut me.
Mick, we will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on The Dick Van Dyke Show. Off camera, no one recognized the problem.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. No. I don't ever recall him getting surly or nasty. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear this, too. At certain times around 5 o'clock, he would draw martini glasses on his script while we were having notes.
Where's my
like
pen?
That. But it never seemed to be an issue.
The Don and Mike Show.
They pursue the rare and magical white unicorn, Don and Mike.
Well, as you know, today, we're saying a lot of this. One whole show. And let me point out, not like your standard, like Rush Limbaugh, open line Friday.
No.
Or when they say, you know, we'll take all calls today. We're not stopping to talk about the important things.
Oh, no, not at all. We don't have time for that.
We want to tell you about, for instance, everything that happened at our number 15 party last night.
And there were some incidents.
A lot happened. Feces in your children's food.
Mm-hmm.
We've not gotten to that.
Right.
Incredible drama in the back room involving John Norman and the forgotten birthday.
Right.
We were supposed to have a witch on the show today.
A real one?
A real one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. All of this will be put off until tomorrow. Because today, we have one goal. To get 160 calls on the air.
Right.
Because that means 160 people would each get the chance to have 1 minute to call the show.
Mm-hmm. And so far, we have lived up to our bargain.
Yep. And now the all-caller experiment continues.
Here we go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yep.
On it. You know, this could be a problem. Bear from the engineering department says that the phones, although our phones are always hot.
Right.
Today, lines are starting to drop off.
Overheating.
Because the system cannot handle the amount of calls we're getting.
Well, the bank has been full. Hi, how are you? The bank has been full since we started this, even since before we went on the air today.
Every line, we got 12, 18 lines jammed up. Hello, you're on the air.
Donna Mike, this is Katie.
Yes, hi, Katie, with a man's voice. How are you?
Oh my.
So
look at all the time we have right now. Boy, that's wonderful.
Well,
I guess Katie didn't really care for that comment.
Katie, maybe maybe you should just lean back in your automobile and scratch your balls. Maybe that'll make you feel better, honey.
Come on, Katie.
Hello, Don and Mike. And one more thing. On your way out tonight, bar the door. Hello,
Katie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Of course, that was Katie Couric.
Right. Daughter of Jim Lang.
Hello.
Hello. Pleased to be telling me the length of time left on your current contract.
Yeah, the length of time on the current contract would be a little over 2 years.
2 years. Uh-huh. I was just wondering when the food's going to finally move to me instead of the vice versa.
Where do you live?
upstate New York.
Hey, you think there's a chance we'd move this show to upstate New York? And we could get
No, not move the show. Just wondering.
Are you drinking?
No, sir.
You sure?
I just got off work.
Okay,
I haven't even started yet.
Yeah, that doesn't stop a lot of people.
What is he wondering, though? What are you wondering?
I'm wondering when things might change, because I've been listening to you through every time change, except this one's the toughest, because you don't start up here until 6.
Oh, you're calling from where we're on a tape delay up in Vermont. Well, what can I say? Except, Mike's right, we got 2 years left on our deal.
Mm-hmm.
Contracts were made to be broken. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike and Buzz, how are you doing?
How are you?
All right.
Hello,
Grant. How about we do something fun for the fans?
Let's do it. What do you got in mind?
How about a round of the name game?
The name game.
Okay, you think you're any good?
I think I'm very good.
Now listen, thank you for doing something for the fans. Yeah. I love it. When you give back to the community like that.
Thanks for giving back. And the way we play the game, when we have a caller, it's Don and myself against this caller. And Buzz, come up with a proper name.
Give us one, Buzz.
All right. Let's try Larry.
Larry King.
Larry Bud Melman.
Larry Hagman.
Larry Lujack.
Larry Linville.
Larry Johnson.
Larry Holmes.
Larry Storch. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
We win.
Was his 60 seconds up?
It was.
Yeah, well, see, that's the way. And technically, because we're doing the show, we win.
We win. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Don?
There. Yes, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hi.
Did you guys happen to see the Simon Cowell interview on Good Morning America this morning?
Did not, ma'am. What did he say?
You didn't. You've got to get a copy of it. It's hysterical because he talks about all the other people's egos. And how that Seacrest is the worst of them all, and that he is in love with himself, and he'd marry himself if he could. It's really funny.
Was there any chance, was there an outside chance that he was being a little tongue-in-cheek?
No, he was really serious.
Okay.
The interviewer said that they called the people's... Whatever you call them,
they're
people, and they said that they thought Simon was kidding.
I know. I tell you what, honey. I'll discuss
this
with you.
Get a copy of it. It's
okay.
Funny.
Right after I get done dissecting SmackDown, because I'm positive, just like, you know, same thing.
It's real.
If you're going to kill somebody, kill me. Just kill me now. I can't take it anymore. Ah. Where's Dr. Phil when you need him?
What's the matter?
Am I caller 107?
What's the matter?
Yes, you are.
What's happening? Are you actually counting the call? This guy's counting the call. He knew
apparently.
He was caller 107?
Yeah. Well, that seems to be worth something.
You are correct, sir.
If we were on 107, it would be.
Mm-hmm. Q107.
Hello.
Oh, cool. Do I want a fry?
No.
No.
Oh, no. All right, well, thanks anyway.
One out of two. Okay. Yeah, totally satisfied with this moment.
How about that? A performance like that, and you hear the guys, he's hanging like...
Another kooky, crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
Oh, I've done it.
Fantastic. I did the whole routine that I dreamed up.
Open mouth, insert booger. Time for a snack.
Damn, I'm funny.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello there. You're on the air.
How are you?
Doing great on the all-caller show.
Oh, hi, baby. Anyway, I'm a first-time caller, so I needed a little bit of cherry popping today. So I hope you guys are in the mood for that.
Baby, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What are you wearing right now?
I am wearing a lab coat, actually.
Oh, you're a medical person. That's real. Yeah. Are you wearing glasses, too?
Yes, I do wear glasses.
Oh. What do you do? Are you a nurse or a doctor?
I am actually a pathologist.
A pathologist. Oh. So you like analyze people's biopsies and stuff like that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, I thought that was someone who would, like, tell you how to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
No, a path to take? No.
A pathologist.
A pathologist. So,
come on. Hey, you got 5 seconds. Can we pop, can we pop your cherry?
You did, baby. And I hope it was good for you as it was for me.
That was a good call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. This is Mike from Bakersfield, the guy that called in yesterday.
Here comes the cold shower after the previous call.
No, hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, sorry for being so retarded yesterday on the phone.
Oh, as opposed to today.
And I hope I made my. I hope you guys kind of understood what I was getting at yesterday.
Don't worry about it, badass.
Do you even think?
But I,
do you think that we even remember you calling yesterday?
Well, I assumed you guys thought about me after I hung up, during your break. I mean,
remember, you can't spell assume without ass, and when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
How much time does he have left, Don?
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
Well, I would just like to say, Don and Mike are great. We need a more in Bakersfield.
And remember, you can't spell fun without FU.
Yeah.
I thought today went much better than yesterday.
You only came off as mildly retarded today.
Good work.
Yeah, but I am
Thanks for calling, fat ass.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Don and Mike.
Thank you, jerk face.
It's degenerated to this.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi, honey.
I'm great.
That's what's happening with your old tomato.
What can we do for you, cotton candy?
If girl storks bring girl babies and boy storks bring...
Hold on. Wait. Are you, because you're a girl, trying to sneak a joke in here?
No.
Yeah.
Time to talk about one of your favorite activities.
What is that?
What brings no babies?
That's a joke. You're telling a joke.
Set up for a joke.
I mean, if you...
Now,
really...
be a good donut eater and tell us that you were going to tell us a joke.
Mike, I don't think she's a big fatty.
How much do you weigh?
Just 112.
Oh,
see?
Petite.
Yeah.
That's all. She's 2 feet tall. That would make her the lady on One Life to Live.
That's right.
Who was getting married today.
I wouldn't mind dropping some stuff off on you.
That's nice.
If that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, make some pancakes.
Right, make a topographical map. You know, like back in high school.
A relief map.
Thank you, Buzz. A relief, man.
It would be a relief.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey,
hello,
Don
and Mike show. Speaking of lumpy. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
With some mashed potatoes right on you.
I don't know. We haven't been asked that question today. How are we doing, Don? How are we doing?
What do you want? There you go.
Please, I am not from Havana. Excuse me, I...
What are these tapes?
Besides, I'm late for work. I've got some heavy chores to do.
Huh? Will I see you later?
What is this, Rob?
Is this Blazing Saddles?
No, you mustn't go. I need you. I never met nobody like you. I can't live without you.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Pretty funny.
Mm. Emperors of the Airwaves, how are ye doing this wonderful episode?
Hello.
Don.
And I'd like to be Ming, incidentally. If we're emperors, I'd like to be Emperor Ming.
Emperor Ming?
How you doing?
Good, very good. I'm up in Rochester.
The Ming man with you. The Mingster.
I will be Emperor Hirohito.
Hey, Don, I was wondering. I'm out graduating from college and next week.
Hold on a second. Did you just say you're all graduated from college?
No, I said I'm graduating from college next week.
I'm graduated from college
next week.
I'm graduated from college.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, I want to move down to the Fairfax area. Can I move in with you, Don, for like 3 weeks?
Unfortunately, Mike and I are moving the studios to Rockville.
Can you move them up to Rochester then? We could bunk in the studios or something.
Thought you were moving down here.
Well, if you guys aren't going to come to me, I'm going to have to come to you. So we're going to have to figure this out.
Why do you keep saying come so much?
Ooh,
I think you know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tamok, the River Tamok in winter. Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra.
Okay, let me stop you. Let me stop and tell you why this is funny.
It's funny to me, and I don't even know what it's about.
This is Star Trek. The Next Generation,
uh-huh.
When Picard beams down to a planet and meets a guy who can only speak in metaphors, and Picard doesn't understand.
All right.
The guy's trying to tell him about his history. But the great thing is, it's one of the episodes where Picard is wearing the tunic,
sure,
like Buzz wore the other day.
Fantastic. Thank you for your explanation.
Am I right or am I right? Because he gets down on the planet, and the guy, it's like the guy keeps saying, John Hinckley, Mungo, Cherry, Slurpee.
Tukoff, his eyes uncovered.
Wow. I mean,
Chaka, when the walls fell.
After my talk about Ms. Pac-Man and Madden Nation, and now
you are definitely the president of the Dungeons and Dragons Society.
Wow. Put me in the basement of the science building, for God's sakes. And where's my KISS Army card? Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show.
let me tell you, I had some, I was a little skeptical on how today was going to go. I thought this worked out pretty good. You guys are really winging it.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the call.
It ain't over yet, pal.
Too early to say.
I know, but hey, next time you guys do it, how about you guys do it on the absence?
Okay, you know what we're doing it next? We're doing it on the 17th of November.
Oh, fantastic. So, I can't wait.
So put it in your calendar. Put it in your PDA.
That would be a very, very dangerous combination. The all-caller show and absinthe.
No, you know what? On that occasion, absinthe would become truth serum. And you know what that would be? End of careers.
Bad. Very bad.
Immediate end of careers.
I didn't care for our last absinthe show. I didn't care for the day after.
That's right.
Because the first absinthe show that we did was fun, and I kind of moderated.
Didn't you also move it? Didn't you continue the party?
I did.
With other beverage.
The last, the very first one, I kind of quit after the absinthe show. I kept going. It was bad.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
This is Greg Gillespie.
There's my comment. I burped.
That it?
I really have a case of the oopsies, Don.
You got any more prepared comedy?
You ought to talk to Michael Hughes about that. His warm wine enema is perfect for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, every once in a while, you know, here's the problem. Right. That guy called a second ago and said the show's going really good today.
Yep.
Really enjoying it.
And that's when you get a guy like this.
And what did I say? I said, well, just wait. It ain't over. And like Lenny Kravitz saying, it ain't over. Till it's over, or the fat lady, or whoever sang it.
How long did you wait to do this, sir? Just answer the question without doing your silly voice. How long did you wait to get on the air?
I don't
I don't know. Can't read, watch, too stupid. So long, fat ass!
That 60 seconds is no one's friend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it's 60, boom, you're done.
Right.
Hello, all caller show.
Piso mojado.
What was that?
Piso mojado.
Is that Spanish?
No, that is that Star Trek talk?
Piso mojado.
I can only hope that it's not something profane in a foreign language because he's repeated it three times.
I hope it is.
Piso mojado.
Look at them.
They're scrambling right now.
In Spanish, we just don't know what he's saying.
It's great when the people in the back room come running in like scared rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't know if something's getting on the air that shouldn't get on the air.
Joe's coming in to translate.
Bye-bye.
Joe.
I think it means caution wet floor.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Hello.
I've seen it.
Don and Mike show.
Joe,
thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You remember that episode of Sopranos you love to play the clip from where he says, he's a fag.
He's a fag. See, of course, let me rack my memory bank. That was exactly, what, 2 whole weeks ago?
Well, anyway, I was sitting at home watching that, and I realized you two were watching it at the same exact moment. And even though you're thousands of miles away, I knew that we were sitting there laughing at it at the same exact time. And even though you're so far away, I felt like you guys were so close.
That is so nice.
You were giving this call. This is my first applause for a caller.
You would rape us if you could, wouldn't you?
Of course he would.
You would rape
us. Don.
Also,
Don. Oh, no, you'd rape me.
Mistletoe can be deadly if you eat it. But it
listen, I'm telling you. That guy wanted to rape us.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike, in a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, let's conversate.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
I just want to thank you guys for all the years of great laughs, for the great Las Vegas-style show that I see you guys do in Sacramento years ago.
Yeah, buddy.
I want to say thanks to Mike for complimenting me for, quote-unquote, getting the show when I tracked you guys down at a broadcaster's convention in L.A. and stood in the back and just laughed.
Hey, that's so super that you talk like this. And I'm glad you held on to a little passing comment that Mike made to you over 12 years ago, probably something he would say to an usher or to someone taking his bag or someone taking his ticket, yet you thought
No. I remember this guy and I remember the exchange. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Really?
This is Kevin Finnerty.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
Kevin.
No. Kevin Finnerty.
I love you guys. I really enjoy the
show.
Your
name is Kevin Finnerty.
Years.
You are Kevin Finnerty. I love Don and Mike show.
We're getting to the point now where we're shouting a lot of people down.
Hello.
Hello, Don, Mike.
You know what we're doing? We're like Jif creamy peanut butter. We're spreading it. We're spreading the love.
Spread it. Hi, friend.
We're the peanut butter. You're the jelly.
What can we do for you?
What's happening, jelly?
Good day, sir.
Come on, grape jelly.
Hey, you want to come to the NASCAR race?
Come on, Welches.
You going, hey, you going to the Saturday night one in Richmond?
No, we're actually going right now, heading down to Day, staying for 3 days.
Oh, man, that is a party I like to fall out.
That's right. Hey, you want me to tell Elliot hi for you?
Yeah, go ahead. He's a big NASCAR fan, ain't he?
Yeah, he you know he loves old Darrell Walter. Old daggone man, old clickety click, 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 click.
Yeah, go up. You know something? Do something on his chest.
What's that?
I said, do something on his chest.
Give me the poo on him and do a little doodle with
him. You got it. You read my mind, friend. That's exactly what I want you to do on his chest.
Give him the latest craze that's sweeping the Spiewak household.
Right.
Not my house.
The TS.
Mm-hmm.
Not my house.
The two words rhyme.
Can be done with men or women.
It's a Rob creation.
Yeah, it's a TS.
I've got to give credit where credit is due.
Because
I was talking about TF, which I love, and Rob said, what about TS?
I only bend it. I don't actually perform it.
You know what the best thing about a good TS is?
I do.
Eye contact.
I love it.
Right.
You see, you're a loved one.
Yeah, explain that.
Lays down.
Yeah, okay.
On her back.
All right.
Hello.
Next call.
And then something like that. I don't know if you heard that or not in the background.
I did.
Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike. What do you guys think of Elliot Yameen looking like Goat Boy when he's up there singing... On
Goat Boy.
And Robbie, you were right. All you guys are right about Paris. Yeah. Although, hey, how about Elliot being in the final two?
Do you think he's going to make it into the final two?
No, I mean, he was in the bottom two last night.
Oh, he's in the bottom two. I think he's gone next week.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, it's the All Caller Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, are you looking forward to seeing Superman Returns this summer?
I am torn on that because, on one hand, it looks like they're trying to recreate Superman to make him more like the Superman I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get past the faggy outfit.
Who's going to play Lois Lane? Anybody? Is it a big name? Or
Margot Kidder.
Without her teeth.
She's reprising, except she's going to be the same way as she was when she was in that guy's backyard.
Weren't her teeth smashed out or something like that?
And she cut her own hair.
Right.
And she had been, I think, 30 days living like an animal.
Yeah, living like in people's backyards.
Actually, it's going to be pretty good. It's going to be Margot Kidder and Christopher Reeve. Hello, Don and Mike show.
CGI.
Lots of CGI, lots of CGI.
How you doing?
Hey!
Wow.
Hey, would this be the real how you doing guy?
Hey there.
It is.
Hey,
I know it instantaneously.
Where the frig have you been?
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Hey.
Let me say, we hate a lot of regular callers on this show.
Yeah.
You were one guy.
We never tired of him,
never.
Did we?
No, we never banned him. We never said you're calling too much.
I don't think we did.
He did.
He's very proud of that, Don.
He would just do this. Now, you might be amazed if you're hearing him for the first time. You might say to yourself, how could you not tire of this guy? But we never did. And I don't think you ever tired of us, did you, caller?
How you did.
See? Yeah. You never tired of us. How was your day today?
Hey, Dad.
How's your boss?
Hey,
here's an important question. Will you call us back?
Mike, he's going. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He will.
Hello.
Is it me?
Nope.
You know, I'd love to, if this was a normal show.
Yeah, you'd be dead by now.
That'd be where you hang up.
We have to answer the question, though, and we have to tell him it is him.
It is you.
Oh, hey, Mike. I got a question for you.
I'm so excited that this is directed to me now.
Shock, he's a Mike fan.
Well, no, because I'm recently divorced, and I was wondering, how long does it take?
You know what that is? That is you just got two of them. That was two sprinkles of fairy dust.
Well, it's a DOHL call, and I understand them. I get a lot of DOHL calls. I get them all the time.
What is that?
Down on his luck.
Okay.
What can I do for you, sir? I'm here to listen and help, hopefully.
Well, how long does it take to get over the mental and... Just how long does it take to get over the pitch?
A couple hours.
A couple hours?
Mm-hmm.
It's been like, a couple months.
Oh, really?
You're not a fast healer like Mike is.
Yeah. Take a look at the end of my finger.
It grew right back.
Yeah, fantastic.
It was like his heart.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Regenerated.
Hello.
Hey, do you have any idea why the guys at RadioGodsForum.com get mad whenever you mention RadioGodsForum.com?
Yeah. Look what he's doing. He's doing the old double thing.
You know, we talked about that yesterday. They're fans of the show. I was talking to Yanni before the show, and I believe that they have some bandwidth issues.
Guys at RadioGodsForum.com have huge bandwidth issues.
You really shouldn't say that.
But if anybody's going to screw with any website to do something to them so that they get so many hits that their bandwidth can't take it, I can't think of any website off the top of my head that would deserve that.
Yeah. None comes to mind.
I can think of none off the top of my head. I mean, you could give me 5,000 choices.
Yeah.
I couldn't come up with one. Huh. I mean, I'd be red in the face, cross myself, love you, Jesus, couldn't think of one. Boy, that'd be great if somebody was to just, like, hit a website 1,000 times a day and just teach someone a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Be delightful, wouldn't
Hello?
It?
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, love the show. Hey, Don, what do you think of Mike and Buzz in The Sopranos riding their motorcycles together?
What do I think of Mike and Buzz?
Yeah, dream come
true. First off,
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Vito.
Wait, are you saying that Buzz and I are gay?
I understand the scene you're talking about, but I don't know how it's relevant to the show, because even though we've said that Mike has a fag vest like Vito and Mike rides a bike,
Buzz
looks nothing like the man who makes flapjacks, or Buzz doesn't dress like in overalls, and Buzz is not a fireman.
And I don't really look like Vito,
except
when I wear the vest.
The vest.
Not wearing it today.
It's the vest that Vito wore when they found him in the fag club.
Ended strangely.
So long, fat ass.
It's calling me.
Hello. Now, you know what?
Why are you calling me?
It doesn't help, Mike, when you put on your gloves, when you put on your motorcycle gloves, when you're wearing a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Rob said, these gloves make me look like Betty Davis.
I agree. Boy, you can spot a compliment a mile away, can't you?
That's why I put them back on again.
Pita, pita, pita. You've got Betty Davis eyes.
I do.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
It's always the guy that has to scream when we're talking, and then he shuts up when we finally put his hands on him.
It's a soundboard guy, I think.
Hi, it's Howard Stern, WNBC.
Hi, Howard. How you doing?
How are you?
Well, you know, I'd be much better if you'd get things working for us. I mean, Christ, you know. I mean, how many times do we have to say we'd have no problem working on Howard 100? I mean, what's the difference between saying that and saying you work on WJFK, for God's sake?
Amen, brother.
Why don't you just like the deal? Why don't you just buy out our contract, Howard?
You're not that much of a loser, are you?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I really love O'Mara's restaurant. It really has great food.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Now, great energy. I do have to jump in here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
That Hughes in particular is really up our bungs about, you know, talking about Mike's joint and everything.
But
we weren't, but Buzz, listen, I tell you one thing. You know what? This is for you.
Okay.
I just threw a pen at Buzz through the window.
Uh-huh.
Not through the window, but at the window.
At the window.
Anytime you want to be a big, tough guy and talk about stuff you shouldn't talk about,
all right,
come to the meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
All I just wanted to say is I want a free meal because I go to a lot.
You know what? Because of this
and
call,
I met Mike. I'm the black Irish guy he met on the day after St. Patrick's.
Jesus Christ!
Very nice chatting with you. And because of this call, I'm sorry. Nothing is for free. Thank you for calling.
Bye bye. And Buzz.
Yes.
It's just you don't know the S storm that was caused by us going to Mike's joint for that party last night. Do you know? And I'm not kidding you on this. The logic they used when they yelled at us for promoting it.
What was it?
They said it's like Enron.
We're going to prison?
That's what I said. Listen, if I say on the air, please, you know, no talk about it, you know, we got to watch it.
Right.
Yeah. Enron.
Enron. I mean,
I'm not kidding.
You want to know why certain things are in trouble here at this radio station? You think about that.
They got a station that is sinking. You know, we're doing our part. We're rated number 15. We're having a party getting all of our listeners together. We're promoting it on the air. And they're concerned that we're doing something that in some way Enron did.
Well, I fixed it, though. Because the burgers that we gave away last night, $1,000 a piece.
Okay, so you got that straight, Buzz?
Got it.
Next time you want to be BMOC, come to the meeting.
All right.
Okay. Well, how would you know there was a meeting there?
Exactly.
I just told you.
Right.
Well, I wish I could take Ben the... Take back the pen I threw at you.
Oh, no, it's fine. Okay. You know, with this protected glass, you can throw as much as you want. You know, the crap they worry about here, the real crap they worry about here blows me away.
Agreed. Yeah. Where are we count-wise, Buzz?
We've taken 128 calls. We have 32 remaining. You guys can do this. Man, the light is at the end of the tunnel. This is fantastic.
32.
It's, you know why this happens? You know why it's so easy? I put the gloves on.
Well, better grip.
Now, you know what? I want to say this to all the callers that have been called up in the last couple of segments. I hope I don't have to take these gloves off. Get it?
Yeah, I do.
What is Rob writing?
Okay, he's writing. What, I'm sorry, everybody. Buzz, I'm sorry I yelled at you.
That's all right.
You, I'm not. What are you doing? Do you see what I? Do you see how I have this set up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying that we need to go to 30-second calls.
No.
Oh, no, don't hit again. Not corporal punishment again.
Hit him with a newspaper.
That's the second time you've beaten him this
week. We're not going to have to go to 30-second calls. We're going to break right now. We're going to prove it to you we can do it.
Don and Mike to break.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown.
Yeah.
Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
The Don and Mike Show. It's time for a little rippy-dippy on the Don and Mike Show.
Segment brought to you by the Visa Business Card. Business takes efficiency. If you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life. Life. Jack takes Visa. Now, just had a conference with Rob, who is still bruising like a banana.
God, he bled. He actually burnt his skin.
Hit it with the newspaper.
Smudged it.
Apparently, the fact that we've played some tapes and that we've played like our intro songs
and we have chatted a little bit
means that technically we've not used every second of the show for callers.
No, some of it has gotten away.
What is the number of calls we've taken thus far, Buzz?
128.
I think we can make it to 150 at least.
I think with 60 seconds each?
Yep. Hello, Don and Mike. 38, maybe not.
We can still take 160.
Well, what about the idea of cutting it down to 30 seconds?
Oh, but then that dilutes the product, Mike. It's like stepping on it.
So what you're saying is, we just take as many as we can with the 60-second parameters.
I think so.
Okay.
I think it was a lofty goal we could not achieve to say that we could shut up enough to just take every second of the show. I mean, that would mean even like rejoining from commercials.
It wouldn't work.
Still, I believe you've set a new record. That's the important
thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show. A record of stupidity. Hello? And see, it's things like this that are slowing us down.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don't do that.
What?
Don't do what?
Oh, I have a serious question for you.
Yes, go ahead. How are you?
Like an all-day sucker. What's up?
my worldly friends, I have a question about sex.
Right, yes, go ahead.
Right, please, Charlie.
A-S, sex.
Uh-huh.
You
only used one S, though, right?
Uh-huh. Just A-S.
Right.
Bad
right.
Sex?
That's okay.
A-S-S,
okay.
Yes.
Why did you talk to the turd burglars here?
Well, yeah.
What can we do for you? Go ahead. Get to the question. You're going to run out of time.
Yeah, I know. I want to know, what can I do to prepare for a session?
Honey.
Now we had to delay. But that's okay.
You had to be dumped out. You can't say the word... ass.
We had to dump you because you said that. We're so sorry.
And say the other word.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you for calling.
Here's my advice to you, seriously.
Oh, but I love you.
First, it's an exit, not an entrance. And second, why don't you think about a nice TS with your man?
Yeah.
Let your man get a nice TS on you.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don. Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the Old Connor Show.
All right, yeah.
What can we do for you today?
Hey, I'm calling up for Mike. Hey,
yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir?
I want to hear that Colonel Potter voice. Come on now.
Oh, you know, we don't have time to do that today, but I'd love to do that sometime in the future. So perhaps
you'll
hear.
Come on, Mike. I'll be your radar.
I know. I'm so sorry. I wish we had time to do that sketch. Boy, you waited so long, but we really appreciate you calling.
Oh, yeah. You know, I did wait a little.
I love your phony enthusiasm.
Thank you.
Nobody fakes it better than you, Mike.
I am so sorry, my good friend. We can't do that right now.
The best faker of all time.
Gracious, folks.
What's that?
Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, people.
Hi. Baller show. Hi there.
How are you?
I know this is all just a ploy to eliminate Buzzy's news from the radio.
You are correct. You have seen through our plan. Mm-hmm. Because as you can tell, Mike and I are so elated, we've decided this is the new format for the show. Every day.
Yes, but indeed.
Every day it'll be a quest to try to get 160 calls.
Right. You are an astute caller. Somebody's
Thank
got
you.
Their thinking cap on today.
I do have some audio of John Wayne drunk.
Oh, very nice.
Roll it.
Love to hear. Go.
Roll it.
I don't know. This is somewhat important.
Hello?
I don't want to add anything that I can add to what he said about the fact that you guys are just on the American side. Geez, I don't know how. You know, it's so terrible.
Oh, I would love to have that. Now, I'm not being phony since
you got to send it to us.
Send us that tape.
I would
send
love to get
to
that. For our collection.
That'd be wonderful.
A John Wayne collection.
Hola, Donald. There's always somebody looking for some.
I know. Hello. You're on the air.
Hola,
hello.
Donald y Miguel.
Yeah, howdy.
Hola, como esta?
Muy bien. Balls on
Who else have you blabbed to?
What's up?
Since that Tom Gavin is dyslexic, is he a drat?
What did you say?
Oh, you get it now, huh?
Say that again.
A drat.
He's a drat.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
I don't get
it. Come to Rochester, boys, please.
Oh, that's
you are a lot of trouble.
Oh.
I'm drat?
Funny stuff from upstate New York.
Robot drat. Robot.
He's yours.
That is slaying me. That is the best Tom Gavin.
Bend over.
I like the way it was punctuated with the John Wayne call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I tried to send you fax from my fax machine, but it didn't work. I did not get your fax.
Mike, you know what?
Oh.
You can drop the facade.
No, but seriously,
all right,
seriously,
go ahead.
Are you guys from a town called Mad Asses? Is it a sexy place?
It's been a long, long show.
Shut up, fat ass.
Which guy's worse, Christy Alley?
Shut up.
Or Lucy O'Donnell?
Jerk.
Hold on. That was a valid one in the midst of all of that.
I'm sorry. I was making my transition. Why don't you just shut up for a second?
It was the who's stinkier, Kirstie Alley or Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
I've got a wild card for you. Kirstie Alley.
Rosie all the way. I've seen her in tabloids when she's unwashed.
I've seen Kirstie Alley in tabloids, and even now in the Jenny Craig ads where she's supposed to look so hot.
Looking a little sloppy.
Doesn't she still look like...
Yeah, there is
not
potential
only
there.
Is it stinky?
Mm.
It's sick.
But I stand...
She's got a sick V.
I stand by Rosie O'Donnell.
She's got a runny, sick... Like, if you got a runny nose,
mm-hmm.
that's what she's got.
But Rosie's has a staph infection.
Yeah, Rosie's so dirty, she doesn't even heal.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can't fight it.
Mike.
Hello.
What's going on, guys?
That's right. She's got a runny nose in her pants. What's happening?
Hey, you know, I didn't call the bus balls and them, but I haven't gotten my prize yet.
What prize did you win?
I won a Sopranos prize pack.
That's because we rip people off. Didn't you know that? That's the CBS way. We say we give stuff away. We don't really give it away.
You didn't expect to get it, did you? You know, if you call directory and ask for the main number to WJFK, call and ask for Michael Hughes.
Listen, here's the deal. Actually, what we do is we sell it to you. What was it, a Sopranos prize pack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I was the guy that called.
All right, here's how it works. There's a slight handling fee for that. Okay, laugh. Did you want a T-shirt or not?
Yeah, sure. I'll take
that. Right. Send us a self-addressed stamped crate.
Don and Mike.
And also send us $20 in pennies.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
And you'll get your prize.
Hello. You're on the air. This is the all-day phone scan.
This is so cool. I have
tried so long to try to get on the air with you guys, and I'm part of radio history. This is fantastic. Like,
this is retarded radio. If you think this is radio history, this is retarded radio history.
I think we're going to get an award for this. Yeah.
Will this be in the archives? Will any of this be on Best Of?
No.
Anything like that?
Not a chance. Are you kidding me?
Could you please flag this call for Best Of? Like, or for a rejoiner type thing?
Flag this call.
Flag it.
That's
flag
funny.
It. Flag you. Flag it.
You're his friend
now. Now, that's funny. That's a good boy. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. You're on the air.
I can't believe I'm talking to you. This is Sarah. I met you in Detroit during the Super Bowl.
Of course, it's Sarah, Mike, in Detroit at the Super Bowl that we didn't go to.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
That's right, because we didn't go to the Super Bowl in Detroit, because it was in Detroit.
Super Bowl?
So,
my boyfriend said you were at the Super Bowl.
Well, how would you have met us?
Well, I thought you said you met us at the Super Bowl in Detroit.
Well, I thought I did. That's what my...
Hello, this is Bob Barker.
Hey!
I told you!
That's Iggy.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
That is gross. That's scary gross. Do the girl's voice again.
Hello?
Now do the girl's voice again.
Do the girl's voice again.
Oh, hi! This is Cindy.
See that? Not as believable once right. We knew that it was a man.
Two ways of doing that. Either you're, you know, a talented mimic that can imitate a girl, right. Or you have, like, the girl standing by, and then you grab the phone from her.
Hello, Donna Mike.
How do you like my skilled, detailed description of that actor's trick?
Normally, very nice, Inspector Backwards. Hello.
Hi. Someone there?
Hello, Donna Mike.
Thank God you're on air.
Thank God what?
Thank God that you're on the air. I listen to you every afternoon.
Thank God we're almost off the air. That's all I can say. Thank God we're almost off.
It's on the air. Because normally the word O-N is pronounced the way I understand it, on.
I just wanted to say thank you for being on the air, and thanks for getting me home through traffic every day.
That's very kind of you.
I got a bulletin for you.
Be careful.
I got a bulletin that is stuck in transmission.
Rhymes with dart.
Yeah, right.
Shart.
Right. It's a mart.
Uh-huh.
It's a muddy fart.
Gotcha.
Kmart.
Thanks a lot. Excellent job, you guys.
Kmart.
Excellent job,
Doc.
Hello. Hey, you guys.
Yeah, excellent job. Best call ever. Put that on the tape for my next gig.
Oh, HKOYTC.
Pardon me?
HKOYTC. How kind of you to call.
Hello. Not a nice show.
Why
hello.
No?
Took me a while to get that out.
Hello.
Hey, I got a gift for you guys.
Oh, there you go. You know what?
Oh,
boy,
dear.
The dam just broke in my underpants.
God. Oh, dear.
Hello.
Yeah, I got a gift for you.
You said that already.
Oh, I want to give you a few seconds of extra time. Take care.
Yeah.
Clever. You know, different twist. Kind of clever, I thought.
You know,
I really enjoyed that. I enjoy when callers put a new twist on things.
I appreciate the fact that you're trying to tweak it up.
Okay.
But right now, we got like 5 minutes left.
Right.
Go ahead, man.
Okay. Thanks for calling, fast.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Serious comment.
This would be a good place for a serious comment.
Yes, right at the finish line, we're going to get a serious.
Right when we're punch drunk.
Hold on. Let me give you a proper intro, okay? Serious comment, man.
Okay, yeah, you guys said that you're kind of lagging your ratings. Well, I think I have a real serious explanation for that.
All right, hold on. Let me get a pen. Serious comment. All right, I do want to write this down because and I don't want to keep talking.
Really?
No, right, I'm serious. I want to write this down.
Go ahead.
All right, you guys are on in D.C. and Baltimore, right?
Yes.
Okay, I commute from Virginia to Baltimore.
Are you going to tell us that you can't pick up WJFK or DC station?
Well, yeah.
Are you going to be one of the stupid people that says to us, why don't you just turn the button that makes the station louder?
No. I'm just saying
No.
Oh, we ran out of time.
Damn it. Darn it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. See, for those of you who don't know,
I just found my notebook.
Here in DC, the station we're on has about 5 watts. And a lot of times people, when you drive to a certain part of Washington, like within 10 minutes of where the transmitter is, right, you can't pick the station up.
Yeah, it breaks up.
And people call us up like, turn the power up.
Yeah. Doesn't work that way.
Like we're trying to save energy, so we're only going to run the transmitter at 20% today.
Right.
The station signal sucks. Hello?
Bear hit the other circuit breaker. We're going to boost the power today.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Make sure, Bear. Turn the big dial.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. All callers show. Hello.
I'm exhausted.
Hello.
This has been the longest day of the calls. Aren't you guys exhausted?
No. Not one little bit. Don, you're not tired, are you? Don? Don. Rob, get him. He's
if
down.
If this was TV, Don was closing his eyes.
I'm fine.
Been having
I'm
a lot
fine.
Of fun today, guys. Having a lot of fun.
We're going to sound morning. Like Major Bill at the end of this.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing this morning? Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, in the spirit of Little League and Mike's Red Sox, how about a little Lee Elia for motivation?
That's another request. We're not taking requests.
People stop calling with requests. Let's find out where we are as far as the count on the calls.
All right.
This guy's 60 seconds is still in play. Buzz, where are we at?
100.
Mike, you got any specials tonight?
Shut up.
Where are we at, Buzz?
142.
Oh, wow.
142.
18 calls to go.
Oh, boy.
No way.
After that 160.
We got a break for commercials and come back. You know, we can get one more in before the break. And that's where we're going to have to stop today.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Short of our goal, once again, not only have we let our listeners down, we've let ourselves down.
This is an American tragedy.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Hello, suicide.
This is Vanessa.
Hello, the sweet taste of my own blood in the big, gigantic tub tonight when I slit my wrist and when you see written on the wall. How many calls, Buzz?
17. Remaining 143 taken.
143 over 17.
You did it again.
And then you're going to hear this.
Oh, wow.
Hi there.
Only it'll sound bubbly because you'll be in the tub.
Hello.
That
sounded pretty bubbly.
This is Vanessa, and I am, too, a woman.
Hi, Vanessa.
I wear turtlenecks.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Thank you, Vanessa. Are you a pretty girl?
I work for the Army, and my name is Vanessa.
Are you a pretty girl, Vanessa?
I'm very pretty.
You know, that's a good way to put an end.
It's perfect.
I get a lot of free fries.
Okay, listen, that's that's officially it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I wish I could tell you that we took 160 phone calls.
All right. How many did we take total?
160 minutes. How many, Buzz?
A gross 144. That's not bad.
Pretty good.
That's not bad, you know, and we, you know, we really couldn't have gotten 160 in because that means it would have been every possible second and we wouldn't have had time to do that.
And we've got
to
do the thing like this as, you know, number 15 rated and play the tapes and everything.
And the music.
So,
and the chatter.
So good. Very good. We did it. Okay.
144. What? No news?
We did it.
Yeah.
No news.
Hello. Okay.
I tell you what, stand out on the corner if you like.
All right.
Okay.
Hey,
are you happy?
I'll do it during the commercial.
I tell you what, Buzz, can you come back?
Yeah.
What was your lead story today?
Exxon decides not to pass the savings on to you.
What else you got?
Your wife, the one woman you can't afford.
What about a kicker?
I don't have that problem anymore.
You know what you'd like? Why don't we search who knocked King Tut's D in the dirt? Can you,
Oh, I forgot you can't say it like
you can't
that.
Say it like that. Exactly.
Sorry about that. I'm tired.
King Tut's
you
D.
Mean King Tut's penis.
Yes, exactly.
Can you say that?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got up. All right, why don't we talk about King Tut's
thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
The King's thing.
His big D.
Very good.
We come right back.
Don and Mike DeBray.
Thank you so much.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Quite listenable. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, so how many calls are that tonight?
144.
144?
Gross.
That's good.
12 dozen.
12 dozen.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. And Rob, if we charged 24 cents for each of those calls, how much would it have cost?
Give me a second.
Come on.
$32 probably about. I'm important to think. You say 24 cents a call?
24 cents a call. That's right.
Let me get my calculator out.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz. You can talk about King Tut's penis.
Finally, in Egypt, they finally found it. It had been missing since 1968.
Wow.
Archaeologists figured somebody must have stolen it from the boy king's mummified corpse.
You know what his nickname was for it?
What?
Sandy.
funny you should mention that.
Really?
Because now they have found the missing member in the sand upon which the king's corpse rests.
Mm-hmm. I thought I found it at TGI Fridays in my hamburger the other day.
No.
They said it was a finger, and I said, looked like King Tut's penis.
No, it was in the sand. Someone had apparently knocked it in the dirt. As nearly as they can tell, by the way, circumcised.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. No, no, no.
How much?
How much?
$34.56.
Under $100.
$34.56. Bit with confidence. Thank you, everybody, for all the calls today. This was really a hell of a lot of fun to do this show today.
Right.
We're back doing the other type of show that we do tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
The one that's not so tiring on us.
I'm not tired.
Where we could just talk about things that happen to us.
That's what we love best.
We've got to fly. We'll see you then. Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Oh, and tomorrow, lots to talk about the party last night and everything else. So cool your jets about that. Thank you for coming. And you.
Is it me? How are you?
Hey, Virginia, pay that man his money.
See you tomorrow.
Will we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.